scratch about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Don't be frightened. We mean no harm. Please accept our apologies. We're truly anguished by the turmoil our arrival has caused. This is a momentous day.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
What song title best describes you?
You know what? Honestly, the song that describes me best is the national anthem.
If you like it, you'll definitely like it.
I hope you've been enjoying the show so far, because I know I have, and some of our listeners have too.
The West Tigers North Queensland match last weekend seemed the usual fiery affair for Tigers star John Hopewade, until Cowboys officials lodged post-match complaints claiming contrary conduct. As the footage shows, Hopewade had adopted the unsavoury tactic of inserting his finger into opponents' rectums.
And now,
you bucky me for that!
Our feature presentation.
What I'm saying to you is that usually standing here is a tall blonde guy.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there he is.
Wait a minute. Here he comes now.
Well, that's cutting it maybe too tight, is what I'm saying.
That's what she said.
Oh, sort of. well done, Kelly. Well done.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody.
Hey there, Kevin. Welcome.
Huh. Misjudged by about 7 seconds today, did you?
I did. I was like 7, 8 seconds late.
That's brutal.
Kevin is a human timepiece. It's unbelievable. Seriously, he could drive 500 miles and still leave with only 10 seconds to spare. I don't know how he does it. Hey, we're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. We've got a few people on hold, but we have room for your calls. You get on the air, you get a prize. That's how it works on Kevin Bean's What It Do, Nephew. Great story yesterday. I hope you guys saw it. We've talked about this from time to time about people who find out they're adopted. This particular guy lives in Los Angeles. His name is Matt Roberts. He found out he was adopted at the age of 10, his sister told him. And when he got old enough, he decided, as many adopted kids do, I'm going to go looking for my parents. Right? We've all heard this story before.
Now, sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's not good.
Yeah.
Right. There is a wide range of results that can happen. There are people who have reunited and have new families that they love and couldn't be tighter with. And that's what you hope when you go looking for these people, is you're going to find the thing that's missing in your life, right? This parent or parents that you don't know. So he goes out searching for his parents, and he this year finds his mom, his birth mom, a woman named Terry. So she's not crazy about seeing him, but she's pleasant. So he starts pestering her about
– That's what you want, pleasant.
Oh, you're right. My son, okay.
Yeah, there's a reason I adopted you and didn't stay in touch. Which, by the way, ought to be the clue for everyone as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
If your birth parents wanted you to know who they were, they would have left word. They would have left a note, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so mom, who's my dad? I don't really want to get it. Seriously, I really have to know. You know, it's really best if we just leave it. Please tell me. Charles Manson.
Oh, yeah.
What? No.
Seriously?
No. Yes. And she was raped by him.
Oh, no.
Now, let's start thinking about the range of the worst possible answer to I got to find out who my parents are.
Charles Manson.
Can you think of how it could go worse than that?
Wow. And what a dumb woman. Why? I mean, really, if it's Charles Manson, you just go, I honestly don't know.
Sailor.
I mean, really?
A sailor, right, exactly. And so he's been exchanging letters with dear old dad. And by the way, it occurs to me there may be people listening who don't know who Charles Manson is, but he's been in prison for 40 years. He was the mastermind of a series of murders in Los Angeles in the 1960s. He actually didn't kill anybody, but he was a cult leader who had followers, and he directed them to kill. And his most famous victim was Sharon Tate, who was an actress at the time married to the director Roman Polanski, who's been in the news a lot lately for going to jail. So Charles Manson, with his swastika on his forehead, sitting in a federal prison. Where is he? San Quentin, I think. Turns out to be his dad. So he's been writing to him now.
And you guys can go see him?
Well, he has his phone number, and he's thinking of calling.
Are you kidding?
Dad, how's it going?
Is this the craziest story?
Wow. Do you think that maybe she has a responsibility to let that kid know in case he starts to feel like he has violent proclivities or like dementia or anything like that? Maybe he can like seek help.
No, I would say under no circumstance you let him know that.
So the guy says, you know, I do kind of look like him, and my friends have made fun of the fact that my eyes look all wide sometimes.
Wow. And I have killed like 17 people, so maybe
If he turns up, yeah, right, if he turns up with a swastika on his forehead, we'll know that he's heading in the wrong direction. But is that the damnedest thing?
That sure is bad surprise.
Is the only worse surprise your dad's Osama bin Laden? Is that the only possible?
I think Manson's worse.
No.
Really?
Manson's not worse.
I don't know. No. Manson's crazy, and it was a rape baby.
He is crazy beyond words. And I saw Rape Baby at the Troop last night.
Very intense.
Yeah, Rape Baby's very good. Very good. I don't know. I don't know if we want to get into this, but at some point we may need to do a phone topic about search for family members that went badly.
Bad adoption surprises.
You're not going to top this one, but no. I bet you've got some stories where you find out things you wish you hadn't found out.
All right, time for your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067. It's Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
There's a little concert coming up on December the 13th. And it's at the Gibson Amphitheater, and some bands named Muse, 311, Slightly Stupid, Phoenix, The Bravery, Metric, Vampire Weekend, Cage, The Elephant, White Rabbits, just added Rape Baby are all playing, and we're going to give you a copy of a CD from each of those bands just for being on the air with Kevin and Bean at 1-800-520-1067.
All right, let's start with line three. Good morning. Who's this? Hello.
Hello, this is Larry.
Hey, Larry.
What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
What'd it do?
What'd it do?
Yeah, I was just calling because... probably about, let's say, 10 years ago, I found out my mom was date raped at a young age.
Oh.
And I kind of put it aside. It wasn't really, didn't ever want to get into it because it was something that happened. You know, it was pretty, you know, tragic. Right. Well, I found out that she had a child that was, you know, she put up for adoption.
Right.
And I had a brother. And my sisters, my one sister actually went through the process of trying to find him because my mom said it was okay. And then she found out that he was looking for my mom at the same time.
Right.
So it was kind of like a big thing. Everybody wanted to meet up and get to know each other. And I kind of didn't want anything to do about it.
Right.
But my sister, she, you know, saw pictures. Well, long story short, at one point, my
mom.
Way
too late. Got to get to the point.
All right. At one point, my mom and him decided to talk, and now they don't talk anymore because something was said, and they both kind of like were upset that they found each other.
Yeah.
And, that's sad.
It's like you said, it's better off leaving it at...
It seems to be the case they more were often adopted than not.
And here's the other thing I'm going to say, by the way, and I understand that people feel differently who are adopted, and maybe it's not possible for me to put myself in their shoes, but the person that raised you is your parent. The other person has a biological input, of course. That person is your father or your mother, but they're not your parent, as far as I'm concerned. You've got your parent.
I think they know that. I don't think they're going in search because they don't think their parents, the people that raise them, are their parents. But there's still that sort of need to know where you come from.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I'd just rather... I'd
rather not know at all.
I think you got to go. They don't want to know you either.
No.
I think you got to know going in that you'll probably be disappointed and be okay with that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Have very low expectations.
Yourself. Yeah.
But prepare yourself that you may not find them, and if you do, they may not want you to find them. And even if they do, it may not always last. It may not work out.
But
for
then
the
if that's the case, don't.
Why do it?
Yeah, why do it? I wouldn't go. Yeah. You know, you think, well, it's definitely going to end bad.
It's fraught. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm putting I'm putting up a barricade right now. No more rape talk. Okay. So let's cheer everybody up by going to Ken on line two and really turn this show around in a positive direction.
Hey, Ken.
Oh, see, I was looking forward to going and seeing Rape Baby in their new song, Surprise.
Surprise, yes.
Very nice.
The band is fine. Just the actual act we want to stay away from now.
Anyway, hey, I was calling because I know my wife is on her way to work right now, and she's listening. And she told me back on Halloween, on October 31st, she said, you know what, guys? Or she said to me, actually, she said, you know what?
Really? Guys? Hey, everyone in the room?
I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to celebrate the month of November properly.
All right. Now we're talking.
And I have to say, so far, she has.
Really?
Every single day.
No, really?
Every
day.
November.
So it's the 24th, and you have, and she celebrated that every day of the 24th?
That's correct.
Wow.
Every single day of the 24 days through sickness and health, she has actually celebrated the month of November properly.
And what's her cell phone number?
You know, Ken, you owe her so big.
Yeah.
You got yourself a good one there. Hang on to that one.
I will. And,
okay. The only thing I gotta warn you about, though, is, you know, Lisa's right. I mean, there are paybacks in this world, and the January is right around the corner.
So you're gonna be very careful.
I should propose the same thing to her. For
yes, you should.
There you go.
And just skip the hell on by P-vember. You know, or P-cember. You don't have anything to do with that. P-cember is no good.
Well, you know, it is double December. You know, exactly. You've got to celebrate that properly, too.
Exactly.
All right, one more. Let's talk to Chand/Chandi. Morning. Hey, Chand, what's up?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up, Callie? Hey, so yesterday you guys had a caller at the end of the show that was telling you about Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Brock Lesnar had a bacterial infection inside of his stomach that it burned a hole in his intestines. And so he had, when he was up in Canada, he had some stomach acid leak into his abdomen.
Whoa.
And it caused him to keel over. He had to go to the hospital. And apparently the Canadian healthcare was really crappy, so he had to get sent back to the States. And, so he had surgery on his intestines to fill up that hole.
Oh my God.
So, he's going to be out for a while. He had to cancel the fight with Shane Carwin, obviously.
But why wouldn't he say that? I mean, there's no embarrassment in that.
Why make it so mysterious?
Yeah. It was mysterious and no one's saying. Then it was mono.
Right. Well, he does have mono, but they're also saying that they're not sure what caused it. Right? And I don't know. I speculate that maybe old steroid use or something is what caused him to have these problems internally now, and maybe it's all coming back to haunt him. I think that's what's keeping him from saying what happened is because there's probably a background to what happened.
Yeah, maybe so, but there's lots of ways something like that could happen that don't involve steroids, I'm guessing. No one would ever know but him and his doctor. It seems like he could just say hole in the intestine and people would shut up.
When it comes to viruses and infection, though, too, aside from steroids, those guys are rolling around on sweat-filled mats and fighting with sweat-filled gloves and pads all day long. I mean, it's just the chances of getting some type of virus are super high. I would go lean towards that more than steroid use.
Yeah, that's why they get staff a lot, too. Yeah, that's true.
All right, so what happens? Does he vacate the crown and two new competitors will go for it?
Well, that's the rumor. They're going to have an interim title when Shane Carwin's leg heals. He actually hurt his leg in training for Brock Lesnar. So he's apparently going to be fighting, they're saying Minotauro Nogueira, maybe, for an interim title.
Wow. That's odd. You don't see that very often. Interim title.
No, certainly not.
So the guy wins that will keep the title until Brock can come back and fight again?
Exactly.
All right.
All right. Good information, Chand. We appreciate you calling. Thanks.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Okay.
Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Yeah. Let's listen up.
Today we're going to announce the Miss Double December there. Top 10.
That's what I'm talking about.
Top 10, top 10, top 10. We are going to talk about office pranks today.
Oh, all right.
Things that you did your office mates that you're especially proud of?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, if people would put the energy that they put into office pranks into doing their work, they wouldn't have to work in an office.
Right, but it's not fun that.
They'd get out.
Putting your effort into work, where's the fun in that?
Yeah. I mean, imagine the time it takes to do some of the pranks that we've heard about. I mean, when you wrap somebody's SUV completely in aluminum foil, imagine how much work that is. But also imagine the satisfaction when the person comes
out. Payoff. We are going to give away tickets to K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009, night number two.
All right.
We have Jim Gaffigan, comedian, on the program today.
Funny.
We have Storm Chaser Sean Casey. See this TV show on Discovery?
I've seen Storm Chasers
These
before,
guys
yeah.
are not, I don't want to say smart. What they're doing is dumb. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
It's pretty much
the same
thing.
Daredevils.
It's nutty. And there's teams of them, and they all kind of work in the same area and tip each other off, and it's bizarre.
So they wait for the word to evacuate, and that's when they go in.
Yes. They want to be in the middle of a tornado. And that seems like it could be problematic.
There might be trouble with that. Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. We got another Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. And Psycho Mike went down to the Spencer and Heidi book signing with a microphone. And didn't stay long, not by his choice, but did engage Spencer and talked to a few people in line.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll give you the update on that as well. Coming up this morning, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph. Showbiz Beat, that is next.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show for a Tuesday. Time for the showbiz beat as the fallout continues. You know, we were talking yesterday about the American Music Awards, which just had gangbuster ratings on Sunday night.
It did?
Huge ratings, up something like 20% from last year. Well, they had tons of, you know, really hot performers, including, you know, Rihanna and Lady Gaga and people like that. They were performing. But the performance that everybody is talking about, besides J-Lo falling down, is Adam Lambert, who kissed a guy and he liked it on stage, pushed another guy's head into his crotch, which, by the way, ended up being edited out on the West Coast airing of the show.
Sure.
ABC, in case you're wondering, and I always wondered how many people call and complain for stuff like this. We always talk about the people who are, you know, there are a lot of people who may be upset by something, but the people who make it the extra step to actually pick up the phone or write an email or something like that, they got about 1,500 telephone calls to the network with people complaining about Adam Lambert's behavior on stage. Which I don't think sounds like a lot when you've got, you know, 20 million people watching.
But 1,500 called and complained?
Called and complained,
wow.
Yeah. He was asked about the possibility that some of his performance was going to be edited out shortly after he came off stage and had this to say to Access Hollywood last night. He sounds like he's a guy on a mission.
Well, I will be a little disappointed because there is a little bit of discrimination going on in this country. There's a big double standard. Female pop artists have been doing things provocative like that for years. And the fact that I'm a male and I'll be edited and discriminated against could be a problem.
What do you think about that? Does he make a valid point?
Makes a very valid point.
But don't you counter that with I don't want to see guys kiss? Can't you come back with that though?
Well, aren't there plenty of people who don't want to see girls kiss?
Well, they're wrong. Though.
But I think the numbers
but they allow that?
The numbers are overwhelming though. I think the numbers are overwhelming. People aren't bothered by a guy and a girl, and they're not thrilled to see a guy and a guy. So you should know that.
Yeah, he's definitely being controversial on purpose here.
He's
pushing the envelope, right? But I also will say that whether it was Madonna or Janet Jackson or any number of other people who have had controversial stage performances, rarely does somebody push somebody's head into their crotch. I think that would probably be blurred or edited out of a performance, even if it was a heterosexual deal. So anyway, this is going to do nothing but help his the awareness of the fact that his new album is in stores this week
and that he's gay. Which it turns out is a huge surprise. Let's talk about Lamar Odom.
Okay.
And Bigfoot. Let's talk about them.
Lamar Odom, Los Angeles Laker, and his new wife, Khloe Kardashian, right?
Have purchased a little love nest. According to TMZ.com, they are closing escrow on a place in Tarzana.
What? Wait, Tarzana, California, where you live?
Where I'm the Duke.
You are the Duke of Tarzana. That's right.
But
how do you feel about that, Duke?
But listen to this story. It features 7 bedrooms, 9 bathrooms.
Wow.
8,347 square feet. I don't know of any houses like this. This is a mansion.
And there's just 2 of them. That's what cracks me up.
Yeah. Well, no. There's 2 of them, but 1 of them is Chloe. Yeah.
That is true. Okay, good point.
If she uses a bathroom, you can't use it again for another month, so they need 9. She just crushes the bathroom.
Do you have to have plumbers in to build new toilets?
Dominates.
Well, is your, in Tarzana, is it zoned for wild animals? I mean, have you got to look into that?
I'm not sure.
And aren't you a little bit concerned that she might escape and that you have to worry about your kids playing in the front yard? I mean, she could just snatch one and eat one.
All the little dogs in the neighborhood, they got to keep them inside. this is rough. And there's also another story about these two, Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian, and that's that she was looking and buying pregnancy tests at Rite Aid.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, she might just be eating them, though. We don't know what she's, we don't know what she's doing. Hey, did anyone see the crazy, I know Dave, the King of Mexico, saw it. I did not. The crazy Tila Tequila naked rant that she put up on Ustream a few days ago, quickly pulled it down. But she tears off. Yeah, she went crazy. I was on vacation last week. You guys play any of that? Because we should play some of that if we haven't yet. What was the deal with that? Why was she so on fire and upset that day?
I don't know what her motivation was, but it was Ustream, and she just got up and started acting crazy, and then at one point got nude. But if there's any clips still available, you have to check it out because there's one part where she's trying to dance kind of provocatively and she jumps up on a lazy boy chair and it tips backwards.
Nice.
She just smashes into the ground. It's awesome.
Nice. Face plant.
Well, that just happened a few days ago and now apparently a XXX video has surfaced on a porn site called 4tube.com. That's the number 4tube, T-U-B-E.com. I have not been there yet, so I haven't seen if it's still up, but apparently it is from Tila says it's a video that was stolen from a laptop from 2 years ago. A laptop was stolen. The video was on there. So now her attorneys are threatening legal action if the website doesn't take it down. But this is an actual, you know, her with a dude kind of porno type movie.
I do not believe I am interested in seeing that.
Even though she's famous?
Nope.
Wow, because usually you don't have to even look good if you're famous. People want to see you fooling around.
The fame factor is like most of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's so repulsive in every way.
Yeah.
Even neck down, though? Even sound down?
I don't know.
Neck down and sound down? You can't even take Tila Tequila?
I don't know. I'd say my instinct would be, nah, I don't care. No, I wouldn't want to watch it.
Well, they have filed a police report, and they're in the process of sending a cease and desist letter and a notice of intent to sue if it's not removed. So do what I'm going to do immediately after this report and go to 4tube.com and see if it's still up.
Let's see. Let's talk about Team Ashley Green, which I'm the leader of.
Yes. She, of course, screw Edward and Jacob, right?
Twilight New Moon. She tells Us Weekly that getting in tip-top shape for her last film wasn't too hard because she worked 12-hour shifts. She ate healthy, and she practiced fight scenes 4 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
So
that'll
do
it.
I
guess that's enough to...
Yeah, absolutely. Good enough diet.
Now, were you a lying liar who lies yesterday when you said that Miss Green is going to be on our program tomorrow, or is that really true?
That is true. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I'll back up. I am a lying liar who lies.
But in this case...
I think in this case it was true.
And finally, I don't know what you guys think about this. I kind of enjoyed the Lou Dobbs show on CNN. Yeah, he was a crazy, cranky old man who looked like the kind of guy who would yell at the kids to get off his lawn. But I liked him.
I never watched him one time.
No, me neither.
He as you know, stepped away from the network. He's still getting paid. He walked away with something like $8 million left on his contract. But that's how much CNN wanted him to leave because he had some opinions that were very controversial that CNN did not like. So they basically said, we'll pay you to go away. So now a lot of, you know, he's become a little bit of a champion of the conservative movement. And a lot of people are now trying to draft him to run for office, which doesn't seem like something that he's shying away from. It sounds like something he's actually considering. There's even a website right now called LouDobbsForPresident.org where they are trying to draft him. He gave an interview to a news radio station in Washington, D.C. yesterday who said, hey, what's so crazy about that? I'm actually listening to people now thinking about politics. So there is some, you know, I do want to do something now that makes a difference in this country. I'm passionate about the issues. I'm a big fan of people who aren't politicians running for office, by the way. I really am. I mean, I think in many ways we'd be in a lot better shape if you couldn't have been a previous politician to run for office.
Yeah.
Get some new people in there, like some regular people with common sense, rather than people who have been, you know, senators for 30 years.
Especially if you're an older dude who seems grouchy and yells a lot.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. So anyway, it's going to be interesting. So, you know, who knows? I mean, we could fast forward a couple of years here. We could be, you know, choosing between Sarah Palin and Lou Dobbs to be, you know, head the Republican ticket.
Yes. Let's see. CDs and DVDs out today because it's Tuesday. CDs, Lady Gaga. Did you already mention this?
No, he didn't.
Susan Boyle? She needs another one. Thank you. And Adam Lambert. And DVDs out are Angels and Demons and Four Christmases and Funny People.
Oh, okay.
So you can get all that stuff today in the stores if you'd like to or download it.
I didn't see that Four Christmases, but that's Vince Vaughn, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston. I heard that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays. How about this? It's too bad Ralph is not here because his favorite birthday of the year is Pete Best, the guy who is 68 years old today. Aww. It's a miracle that he's still alive because every day for the past 40 years, he has to wake up and go, yeah, I used to be the drummer for the Beatles, and then I lost that job.
I was in the Beatles just before they made it big, and did he quit or get kicked out? I forget.
I think he was. I think he was fired because he wasn't quite good enough, and Ringo was. So that is not something you want to live with the rest of your life. Is what could have been. I mean, imagine how much your life changed if you're in the freaking Beatles.
Isn't Ringo considered just an average drummer as well?
Yeah.
He's not flashy, but he's very, very solid.
Oh, yes, okay.
Very solid.
I was gonna say you get kicked out for Ringo, man. You must be bad.
Actor Colin Hanks celebrating a birthday today. He's a very good actor. He's been in everything from Roswell to House Bunny. He was also on Mad Men last season. He turns 32 today. And actress Katherine Heigl from The Grey's Anatomy. Speaking of Roswell, she was also on that show. She is 31 today. And that is the Showbiz Beat.
Well, I think we all can agree on the fact that
you.
Oh, I don't know that that's necessary. Big program still ahead on the Kevin and Bean Show, including funny man Jim Gaffigan. He's going to be joining us in a few minutes with some stand-up shows in the area. Plus, how about this? A real-life storm chaser on the program next hour. One of the guys who drives into the eye of a hurricane. And will unveil the top 10 finalists for Miss December 2010. All of that straight ahead here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, time for the Afro Line. You call us, leave a message on our little answering machine. We play it back on the radio. 323-520-AFRO is the number.
Speaking of Miss Double D.
Now you might be holding A's, B's, or even C's, but you won't win this contest unless you're holding double D's. We want them big and firm, not hanging down to your knees. We want you to be showing us those juicy double D's. Now you got the rules. I think you know what I mean. To win the Double D Crown 2009 for Kevin and Bean.
Now,
come on.
Strong. I don't want to be picky, but 2009 is December 2009, but it's really for the year 2010.
2010, right.
Well, that is
the whole
true.
Year, but yeah.
I would like to find that guy and have him come down to the live broadcast and perform that to kick off the Miss Double December pageant, because that, ladies and gentlemen, could be our national anthem for the broadcast.
I think that was Jay-Z. I'm not positive.
Might have been. He was that good.
Recognize his voice, yeah.
Girls who have Double D boobs are whores!
A little rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, best case scenario they are, but unfortunately that's not always the case.
But then he goes on.
All right, now I'm on board.
So you're hot.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. I heard you talking about butt implants today on the show.
Bean, last week when we were on vacation, we talked to people who had butt implants. Mm-hmm. And we talked to Dr. Ray, and he told us, Dr. 90210, he told us that butt implants have surpassed breast implants.
Wow.
They're more popular. More people get butt implants than breast implants.
At least in his practice,
How
yeah.
crazy is that?
I just wanted to say, Psycho Mike, I'd love to give you a butt implant.
And he doesn't even sound like a doctor, Psycho Mike.
Okay, so I'm already pissed off because there's a lot of traffic on the 405, and I don't know why. But then I see a bus pass by with a billboard that says, "The Squeakle for the Chipmunks movie this Christmas." That.
Yeah, the Squeakle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Says that.
Kids love those Chipmunks movies, man. They're making another one.
Yeah, you know what they're calling it? Squeakle.
The Squeakle, yeah.
Yeah. So this guy's not positive that we got the message.
The Squeakle. Did you guys hear me? The Squeakle. Bullshit.
Yep.
Yeah, we're with you on that one. Okay, so I saw Twilight, so I like vampire movies.
Yeah.
So.
Hi, this message is for Kevin, the one a-hole who went to go see Twilight this weekend. You, Kevin.
You. Wow. You went with Adam Lambert, right?
Hi, Kevin. I'm a young pre-adolescent girl that went to watch Twilight this weekend, and I was just curious, how'd your vagina feel when he turned into a wolf?
It's a wolf, first of all.
Were you a little moist, though? Good things.
The Armenian comedian would like us to understand how Thanksgiving got started.
Okay.
The season, so
you know how the Thanksgiving started? This is how. The English pilgrim says to the Indian chief, could you get me a Turkish woman to get it on? So the Indian chief sent him a turkey with a note. Here, stuff this one.
Hey! See, because he was asking for a Turkish woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
And then
instead of a turkey.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then
yeah.
the Indian
yeah.
dude sent him a turkey.
I get it.
Are
I
you
guess.
Kidding?
I guess.
At this time, we do the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Yes, we do.
It's my idea of my personal health. I think it's dumb, never funny, but apparently the people demand it.
See, you don't understand.
I
play the farmer,
right?
And I'm calling the Butterball Turkey Hotline, which you're supposed to call for tips on how to cook a turkey, yet mm-hmm. I'm trying to catch the turkey, and then Ralph does the turkey sound effects, the gobble gobble, as if I'm running around a farm trying to catch it. That throws the person answering the phone the other end of the phone, that throws them off, because they don't expect that call.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
You don't even know, man.
I would say this guy.
Bubble hotline, farmer things are gonna happen. Hello, bubble hotline, how can I help
That's about how it's going to go. Yeah, we'll look forward to that tomorrow.
That's how it goes. Mickey Mouse did it. That's why he sees it that way. But we'll take a quick break and come back with comedian Jim Gaffigan. If you'd like to leave us a message 24 hours a day, on the AFRO line is 323-520-AFRO.
I was looking at a box of Hot Pockets. They have a warning printed on the side. It's a warning, you just bought Hot Pockets. Hope you're drunk or heading home to a trailer. Christmas tree, where we go out and we chop down a tree and we put it in our living room. Kind of sounds like the behavior of a drunk man, really. Some woman wakes up. Honey, why is there a pine tree in our living room? For Jesus. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, you want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon!
Please welcome Jim Gaffigan.
Funny man Jim Gaffigan is going to be at the Grove of Anaheim Friday and Saturday night. Tickets available through Ticketmaster, and his current comedy album is called King Baby, available everywhere. Hey Jim, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. How are you, my friend?
Good. Thanks for letting me call in.
You bet. I love you because you're one of the few people in the world who's obsessed with food as much as we are. I mean, food is what my life. I've already had a chocolate milkshake and a bowl of Cheerios this morning. I love food so much, and it seems like you do as well, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, it feels like my obsession is growing, too. It's I kind of thought, you know, this is like all my new stuff I have now is kind of the fourth hour, and I was like, well, I've gone through every topic of food, there can't be any more.
Right.
But I seem to stumble across new stuff.
Maybe you should both smoke less weed.
That's something.
Be less...
But, you know, it's just, there's all, you know, there's new topics.
Sure.
You know, there's things that you don't think are important, then you realize, you know what, maybe I can talk about Subway for 10 minutes.
By the way, I hope you bring up, because one of our pet peeves on this program is, it doesn't matter how desperate you are, Subway will never have a bathroom available for you to use, even though they're a restaurant that expects you to sit down and eat there.
Wow. Yeah, Subway is, it's a gigantic, you know, it's fun going there, and not just because it's neat watching a clinically depressed person throw together your sandwich. You know, they make it right in front of you. You'd think they'd do it with a little bit of flair, but they like, throw it together, and they're like, do you want mayonnaise? And you're like, sure, and they're like, like Benihana.
That really seems like a terrible way to make food, though, because then you get all the a-holes that are standing there going,
yeah,
you know what, not quite that much. Maybe a little of that. No, I don't want that. It takes half an hour.
It's, you know, it's just, you know, the whole, you go there with high hopes. You're like, Subway, eat fresh. And then you bite it and you're like, not so fresh.
I did understand, by the way, for folks who have who are Gaffigan fans who've seen the show, that you've just gone crazy this year and written a ton of new stuff. I mean, you're going to be debuting a bunch of new stuff at the Anaheim show that those fans have not seen before, right?
Yeah. No, it's you know, I've been doing this for a while. Normally, I you know, it takes me like a month to come up with 5 minutes, but I've come up with, and that's not to say that you don't write a lot all the time, but
it's not good.
It's like stuff that works, you know. I mean, if I describe the topics, it would sound like the most boring topics in the world, but it is very exciting, you know.
We have Jim Gaffigan on the phone, by the way, right now. The show is at the Grove of Anaheim this Friday and Saturday night. Go to Ticketmaster. Jim is one of those guys, by the way, who I bet a lot of people know as much for his acting as they do for stand-up. A lot of people have probably never even seen your stand-up or even on Comedy Central, but they see you in all sorts of TV and movies and commercials, and it seems like you're doing a bunch more of that than you ever have before.
Yeah, no, it's the acting thing is pretty crazy. I mean, I feel like going on stage and making strangers laugh makes much more sense than trying to get an acting job, because you audition and they're like, you know what, we're looking for someone whose ears are a little bit bigger. And so I love acting, but and I'm grateful for the opportunities I've had, but it just seems like completely out of your control. So.
In 2020 hindsight, though, would you go back and not do the Love Guru?
Kevin. Well, I mean, how do you say no to Mike Myers?
Yeah, well, that's right. What I thought going in, by the way. That's why I went to see it. I was like, you know what? It doesn't look very good, but
so
Mike Myers.
So you're no smarter than Jim.
No, I don't think Jim's responsible for it
no,
at all.
No, not at all.
But that was a disaster, that movie.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
I mean, the call I got was Mike Myers wants you in his movie, and you're going to be working with Stephen Colbert. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. So, but
definitely.
You never have, you know,
that's
you
too
never
much
have any idea how the product's going to turn out.
Yeah,
sure, of course. But on the upside, by the way, if that's a painful memory, on the upside, you got to work with Zac Efron while he had his shirt off in 17 again, which must have been the biggest thrill of your life.
It was amazing. I'm kind of, maybe I'm too obsessed with, McDonald's and going to fast food places, so I kind of knew. And my kids are much younger, but I kind of knew who Zach was, but I didn't know what he was. I didn't know the enormity. And,
yes.
Like, he was such a nice guy. You know what I mean? Like, I've worked with, you can tell the false humility of, like, some megastars.
Right.
But he's really well-equipped for whatever's going to happen to him.
He looked well-equipped in that scene, I'll tell you that.
No, but he's a pretty decent guy, and it was kind of surprising. I was like, wait a minute, this nice, normal guy is the one that everyone's going crazy for?
Yeah. Of course, you can also see Jim in Away We Go, which I just rented recently with John Krasinski. That's an awesome movie, too. So you're doing this show Friday and Saturday in Anaheim, and then what? You done for the year, going home, making more babies, Jim? What do you got planned?
That's always the plan, but it's a lot of, this was kind of constructed. My son's birthday is tomorrow, and then there's, warm weather.
Uh-huh.
There's, and so it's perfect. Anaheim, I've performed at the Grove. It's an amazing place to perform at. And so it was a nice long weekend, get out of the cold of New York, and...
Yep, and you can go to Taco Bell for Thanksgiving if you want.
Yeah.
Yes, or some Pollo Loco.
There you go.
I also read that you're going to do a completely different hour both days. Is that true?
I don't think I could do that.
100% different. That's what it is.
I think Kevin set me up here.
The same word twice.
Okay.
Wow, I hope you pick and choose where to use the, because you don't want to waste that one.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Ticketmaster, Grove of Anaheim, Friday and Saturday night. Great way to spend part of your holiday weekend. Funny man Jim Gaffigan, you're awesome. Thanks a lot for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show. We enjoyed talking to you.
Thanks a lot, you guys. Thanks.
We're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show for a Tuesday, a real-life storm chaser. He is a champion storm chaser, he says. Sean Casey is going to join us in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Next hour, we also unveil the top 10 for Miss Double December 2010. Very excited. You know who's more excited than I am? Dave, the King of Mexico, because he's going to be banging at least one of them at some point down the road.
That's
is
in
that
the deal.
He does now?
That's in the deal. Yeah.
Oh,
you have to sign up for that when you send it in, yeah.
Here's a little feature I like to call Celebrities Are Just Like Us. Couple of stories involving celebrities that really will point out that really, just because they're famous, just because you recognize their face, doesn't mean they're not just like you. For instance, Sean P. Diddy Combs just spent $3 million for his 40th birthday party. That's how much the party cost to throw. $3 million.
For a birthday party?
For his birthday party.
Wow.
Right. Some of the celebrities, including Rachel Ray, by the way, who couldn't make the party, sent him a diamond cuff, very expensive gift. The Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda's, Baldwin Spencer, gave Diddy a vacation for 10 on a private Caribbean island as a gift for his 40th birthday.
What? Kidding?
I'm just telling you guys that celebrities are just like us. Mariah Carey was out of town doing business in London when her dog back home in New York, went into labor, started giving birth, or she knew it was going to, so she flew her favorite veterinarian from Los Angeles to New York so he could be there personally to help her dog have puppies.
Oh, my God.
Because in a city as small as New York, you're not going to be able to find someone competent enough to help a dog give puppies, right?
You need to fly in your own person. Definitely.
So you fly a doctor from L.A. to New York to help your dog give birth. Guys, celebrities are just like us.
Yeah.
David Cross, the comedian David Cross, who we love so much. You know he's dating Amber Tamblyn.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they were both in on the show just a few weeks ago. Star Magazine reports, how are they spending Thanksgiving? He's taking her up in a hot air balloon on Thanksgiving. That's what they're doing. Because, Kevin, celebrities are just like us. Aren't we all going up in a hot air balloon for Thanksgiving?
with a hot 26-year-old actress?
I'm not.
You're not?
I missed the memo along the way somewhere. You know how Spencer Pratt's dumb?
Yes.
Remember when Heidi was on the Miss Universe pageant?
Yeah.
Yes.
And she sang and it was a disaster. And then they came out and they said it was the most watched TV event in history. Well, apparently Spencer was on a radio show called JoJo, Reagan, and the Mix. I don't know where
that is. Sounds like a good show.
But he claimed again that Heidi's performance on the Miss Universe pageant this year was the most watched television event in the history of time.
How is that possible?
So they said, how is that possible? And they bet him $1,000 that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right. It isn't true, because Princess Diana's funeral was 2.5 billion people. But according to their research, the Miss Universe pageant did have 1 billion viewers.
No
that's
way.
That's not possible, right?
It's got to be a lot bigger around the world than it is in the United States, because in the U.S., didn't it come in like 40th or something that week on TV? I mean, it was not a big ratings grabber in this country.
But even if it's bigger outside the United States, 1 in 6 or 1 in 7, however many people are watching that?
Yeah, that does seem like too many. But I agree.
He still lost. He still lost the bet, and the guys. And of course, he hasn't paid.
He hasn't paid, and he'll never pay.
Yeah.
Well, what is? I'm curious. What does like a World Cup final? What would something like that get around the world?
I
wonder. Because, I mean, something like that, I could see 1 billion or more, right?
Yeah, it has to be that way because all of the countries are involved in that. Right. I don't know. That was shocking to me that they had more than 20 million viewers around the world.
I would also think, and again, it'd be great to research this, I would also think that something like the opening ceremonies of, the China Olympics, for instance, would be way bigger than a Miss Universe pageant.
Well, so. I think he was saying this year, or whatever year, mm-hmm. for 1 year, for that year.
Yeah.
But then they went back. No, he said of all time, actually, because then they went back to Princess Diana's funeral. So,
Heidi, what do you think about your husband being a tool?
This is not a very nice show.
All right. You're going to hear a term in this next story that you may not be familiar with. Unfortunately, I will not be able to explain it to you. You're going to have to Google it yourself. Do you know what story I'm going
to
do?
No, but I love stories that involve words people have to look up.
Hugh Hefner gave an interview to ContactMusic.com. Hugh, of course, is the man who founded Playboy magazine more than 50 years ago, and he's got to be in his 80s by now, right?
I would think so, yeah.
In the interview, he said that the closest he has ever come to death is when he almost swallowed a Benoit ball.
Wow.
I'm going to let you think about that for a moment, and everybody else run to the Google.
Wow.
He says he was with, at the time, four different playmates, and things got out of hand, and he almost swallowed a Benoit ball and came close to death. He also says in the interview, by the way, that he is starting to feel his age. He gets up to use the bathroom several times a night, spends most of his time in bed. You know, Hugh, we prefer the fantasy. Yeah, we prefer to think that you are healthy and vibrant and the Viagra has changed your life and you're spending all of your time with the playmates.
Want some poppers?
Yeah, exactly. So, not so much with telling us the details of sad old Hugh Hefner, okay?
The fake tan business has exploded. Just explode. I mean, it's just huge. Every time before,
why do all these people look orange with the fake tan? If it's exploded, if it's so popular, why can't they get better at it?
Yeah, they're not very good at it.
Ask Harvey. The Wall Street Journal says each 10-week session of the TV show Dancing with the Stars, they go through 6 gallons of spray tan.
Wow.
So basically, they just spray them down. And remember when we were talking about, who was the celebrity? It was somebody from Housewives.
Orange County Housewives?
No, I'm sorry. It's Sunday Night Show.
Oh, Desperate Housewives?
Desperate Housewives, yes. And she was talking about there's a dude who goes around Hollywood and the girls get completely naked.
Yeah.
And then he sprays them down with tan.
Right.
And I remember at the time going, where do I sign up for that job?
It was
Eva Longoria, wasn't it?
Eva Longoria, yes. Yes.
Wow.
So 6 gallons for Dancing with the Stars.
Unbelievable.
Why do they have to be tanned to be on an indoor dancing show?
Because they look so much better.
You look better. You look healthier.
Because they're wearing skimpy clothing.
Remember when Lightning came in, though? Lightning, our former producer, and he was glowing orange.
Yeah.
This is one of the strangest things.
And his excuse was, if you recall, I'm going to be in the sun a lot coming up. So I needed to prep myself.
That's right. Yes. He wanted to get ready for it so he didn't get burned.
Tries himself a base.
As if it was a real tan.
And finally, last hour I told you about former CNN talk show host Lou Dobbs maybe running for president in 2012. Well, there's another man who has announced that he wants to run for president. His name is Rigoberto Madera. He may have an obstacle in that he is not a United States citizen. He also, by the way, has announced his candidacy for the 2010 Philippine elections, which is where he lives. He's a Filipino. Oh. He wants to be the president of the Philippines and then become the president of the United States. Kevin, he is your candidate. He identifies himself as Star General Ace Diamond, Commander-in-Chief on Earth, Emperor, and Ultimate Messiah. That's how he is, is going to be showing up on the ballot.
He has my vote.
Yeah, you are definitely going to vote for that dude.
I vote for crazy.
I know you do.
New CDs in the store today. We got the Lady Gaga, the Fame Monster, Susan Boyle, the Monster. Oh, no, I Dreamed a Dream, and Adam Lambert for your entertainment. And on DVDs today, you get Angels and Demons. That's the Tom Hanks, Ewan McGregor movie. You get Four Christmases, and you get Funny People with Adam Sandler. And if you haven't seen Kobe doing work, a Spike Lee joint, that's a fascinating movie because they mic him throughout an entire playoff series. So you hear him talking on the court, in the timeouts, to the players. It's really fascinating.
That would be.
Yeah, well done. Good times. All right, today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Colin Hanks, of course, son of Tom Hanks. He was terrific on Mad Men. He's been in Roswell, the House Bunny movie, a bunch of other stuff. He is 32 today. His co-star from Roswell, who now has made it big with Grey's Anatomy, Katherine Heigl, turns 31 today. She's a very pretty girl who's not aging well, by the way, I'd like to say. Not looking that good at 31 years old, I think. And the man who was once the drummer for the greatest rock and roll band in the world, the Beatles, but no more, Pete Best, is probably sad that he's still alive today at 68. And that is the Showbiz Beat. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show, brand new internet roundup for you in about 15 minutes or so. And then we unveil the top 10 finalists for Miss Double December 2010. Don't forget, we've got a live show. What is it? Is it a week from Friday, I want to say, right?
December 4th, yes.
December 4th, a week from Friday. You find all the details at kevinandbean.com, but we're going to be broadcasting live that morning with the finalists to crown a new Miss Double December at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. So that's going to be fun. Kevin, I think we found a new job for you. I know you are an adrenaline junkie. I know you are always looking for that next high. Maybe you need to be a storm chaser like our friend Sean Casey, who joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
You're crazy, my friend.
I haven't, not officially yet, but maybe partially.
Would you mind if we just said now it's official?
Well, just don't tell my wife, and I think I'm good with that.
You know, it's funny because I was watching the Storm Chasers on Discovery Channel, and they cover several different storm chasers.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them claim that they are doing it for, you know, scientific research.
Right.
But I like the fact, Sean, that you want to do an IMAX movie, and that's it. That's your deal.
I fell in love with storm chasing for specific reasons. You know, these are amazing events. You know, seeing tornadoes right up close is just a spectacle of nature that is just so amazing that I want to catch that with an IMAX camera because that camera system's got the best resolution on the planet, and kind of bring that back so other people can, you know, share that same feeling that I have.
There's a clip from the show. This is Sean talking about what shot he needs to finish his IMAX movie.
What I don't have, and what I desperately need, is that shot of an aggressive-looking tornado with a funnel all the way to the ground and a nice debris column coming right at us and moving and hitting us and the hell that's going to unleash on us. That's the shot I need. The whole film is based on that shot. And then, I need that shot.
And then someone else will put it out after you die, or...?
Be careful what you wish for.
Now tell us about this vehicle that you've built. I gotta tell you, it is one of the strangest things I've ever seen. We put some pictures up at kevinandme.com. Describe it for us.
You know, I think it's one of those things that's hard to describe, if not impossible, but I guess you could say it's kind of a cross between some, you know, a military-style tank with, you know, a Mad Max film with a bad sci-fi 1970s, you know, vehicle that has to cross a desert filled with zombies.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. That's pretty accurate. And do you have any reason to believe that a tornado won't rip that up as well?
Well, it depends on the tornado, right? You could have tornadoes that have 100-mile-per-hour winds, which we're totally safe in. I mean, most cars would be safe in that kind of environment. And then you have tornadoes that, you know, generate 300-mile-per-hour winds. And then even, you know, steel structures are going to start having a tough time with that.
Okay, but do you know before you drive into the middle of it which kind of tornado you're dealing with?
Yeah, we chase with Dr. Josh Werman, who has a Doppler radar truck. And so he's giving us those, you know, play-by-plays of how fast those winds are in that tornado.
Here's one of the things that I found fascinating about this show is that it's not like, what was the movie? Was the movie called Twister?
Yeah.
Twister.
Yeah. And I don't know if you remember that movie, but the good guys drove white vehicles. And the bad guys drove black vehicles. No kidding.
That's true.
And they were like competitive and everything else. It looks like you guys have like a team of different, three, four different groups, and you're more than happy to share information with each other and tell them where it is, where it's going, where you sighted things. You got radios. And
so you haven't seen the show then, right?
I have. I saw a whole episode.
There's been some competition this last year.
Oh, I didn't see last year.
Yeah, I got to admit to that. Okay. But, you know, I'm trying to calm that down because, you know, we're all doing the same thing. We're trying to get near a storm to some people getting data and some people getting images. So it's just hard not to be competitive.
So it doesn't always work that way. Yeah, I saw one south about 200 miles. Go. Throw people off.
This is the voice of Sean Casey on the Kevin Devine Show, by the way. We're talking about Storm Chasers, which has its two-hour season finale this Sunday night at 9 on the Discovery Channel. Have tornadoes been researched enough at this point, Sean, that nobody's doing it to learn anything more about them? We pretty much know how they're formed and how they work and what they do at this point, right?
No, actually no. The basics are there. You know, the basic understanding is that, you know, tornadoes are generated out of a supercell, but the actual the small scale effects of how that actually happened still aren't fully understood.
But here's my question. Okay, so there are scientists that are trying to figure out, you know, how they work or whatever. How is that going to help?
Well,
aren't they still going to just hit wherever and destroy whatever they come at?
Yeah, but if you really have a good understanding of maybe there's some indicators that pop up and you can see those indicators, you know.
Oh, for like an advanced warning?
30 minutes beforehand.
Oh, I see.
Then those people have more time. They have more time. And, you know, that's kind of a big deal out there because, you know, say it's Sunday afternoon and the kids are playing soccer and you got to round everybody up. And that's things don't always go as planned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's face it. Tornadoes, just like earthquakes. I mean, 5 minutes warning would make a huge difference about what people did. Absolutely. All right, Sean, on the finale this Sunday, I'm assuming you get the shot you described that you need for your IMAX movie. And maybe you don't want to give that away. But if you do, does that mean your mission is completed and you can walk away from tornadoes?
You know what? I don't think I can ever walk away. So I know I'm going to find an excuse to get back out there.
Yeah.
There's always something else to get, you know.
Have the authorities come and taken Falcon away from you yet?
No. This isn't the Blue Boy's father. No.
They can try. That's if they want to.
What did you think when you saw that? Because this dude crazy, first of all, and he would make his kids sleep in their clothes because he claims he was a storm chaser.
Yeah.
How many people are out there that are just, you know, they have a screw loose? You're trying to do it for a project, even though it's an adrenaline rush.
But you know, you get the whole spectrum out there. You get the whole spectrum. I'd say 90% of the chasers out there are very professional. You know, they know what they're doing. They have a certain etiquette, and there's a certain protocol out there. And then you do have, you know, it's Memorial weekend, and you're with your family, and you want to get out and see some action, and you just go hop in the car and go out. So,
all right, last question for you, Sean, and then we'll let you go. Is this the type of thing that has become so popular thanks to shows like Storm Chasers where an average Joe, like if Kevin wanted to, could he be part of a group for a weekend and go chase a storm? Is it something you can buy into?
Well, there are those tour groups that you can sign up for. And so, you know, you get in the 15-passenger van and you tour around.
Good time. One of those English buses where you sit on the top?
Yeah. You know, and, you know, who's to say that, you know, that might be that my next gig is to take a semi-truck, add 20,000 pounds of plate steel and give tours inside of tornadoes.
There is something super fascinating about this. And when I went to school in Arkansas for a while, there was a tornado warning and everybody had to go underground.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out like looking for it. I wanted to see it. Everybody was yelling, get in. I was like, what are the chances it's going to hit me?
Right.
I really wanted to see it with my eyes and I never did, but seems like that would be pretty addictive.
Yeah, it is. And when you go through these towns, everybody's doing it. They want to see something amazing and it's that kind of shared experience where you're out in front of your house and you see these amazing storms, which are, you know, pretty much natural pieces of art that are powerful and destructive.
Wouldn't it be funny if a tornado hit and you got it on IMAX and then the tornado ripped the IMAX camera away from you and you never saw it again?
You know what? That actually almost happened in this coming episode. It's funny you bring that up.
That would be awesome. I got the shot, but I don't know where it is.
That would be Mother Nature's revenge, that's for sure. Well, it sounds like an outstanding 2 hours of television. Storm Chasers airs Sunday night at 9 on the Discovery Channel. Please check out our friend Sean Casey. Sean, have a great Thanksgiving, man. Thanks for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thanks very much.
Bring on the Double Ds. That's what I'm saying. About 10 minutes from right now, we unveil the top 10 finalists for Miss Double December 2010. So stick around for that. It'll also be up on the website, kevinandbean.com, by the way. And the voting is going to start in about 10 minutes, right? You can actually start casting your votes for who you would like to see win the title.
If all goes well, yes.
Also, Office Pranks next hour and Psycho Mike one-on-one with Spencer Pratt. That happened for reals, and that's all coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show.
First, it's time for the Internet Roundup. These are our favorite clips as of right now. You go to kevinandbean.com, click on Internet Roundup. The first one is The Wire, 100 Greatest Quotes. I don't know if you're a fan of The Wire.
I love The Wire.
This is one of those that just takes, it's 10 minutes of like just the classic lines from the entire show. It's worth watching if you like that.
It was a series on HBO. Awesome show.
The next one is A Girl Stuffed Animal Show. And I don't know if you've seen this one yet. She's maybe 11, 12?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's, got the camera on, and she's doing a show with a stuffed animal. And what you can't hear, I mean, you'll hear it happen, but since you can't see it, she walks back by her closet, and her closet door literally falls and crushes her to the ground. Now, she's not injured bad. She gets up and starts crying and stuff. She seems like she's all right, but it's awesome.
Pretty funny.
It's really unbelievable when that door just shocks. I think it's more scared than anything.
Yeah.
You don't expect to get, demolished by a door behind you when you're doing a thing for YouTube.
I'm going to be doing a stuffed animal dog show. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be in front of the closet.
And it just flattens her. It was awesome. Good, because, she's perfectly fine, and I know that for a fact. There's a sports reporter from WGN, which I think is in Chicago. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Sports reporter. I don't know exactly why he was doing this, but he went over to someone's house that had a basketball basket out in front in the driveway.
Uh-huh.
And the little kid, who maybe is 5, 6, they're playing. It's just kind of a, hey, I'm going to do sports now, but first let me play. And the sports reporter literally just dunks on the little kid. And you hear the fallout. The kid's not necessarily having as good a time as a sports reporter.
Come on, what? You're having games, Tyler? You don't bring any of that in my house.
Yeah.
Right there, they realize the kid is now sobbing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he runs over to his dad. He just, buries his head in his dad's chest, and he's, crying. And, I mean, what a douchebag this reporter is, because what kind of a thrill is it to dunk on someone who's 3'8"? I mean, how tough is that?
And then the mouth off. Yeah, how about that? You don't bring that to my house.
Oh, they give the kids cry,
give
man.
Him the ball.
I think he's genuinely crying.
Yeah.
Tyler, here.
What's the matter with you?
Kids these days are soft, and they need to be toughened up. I feel like the lowest person on the planet
right now. Awesome. Bean, tell us how you found the Sarah Palin book signing.
I don't even know where it came from. But this is, by the way, before we get angry complaints from Sarah Palin's supporters, the exact same video was shot at Barack Obama rallies, too. Yeah. People fall in love with the cult of personality, with the person itself. People love Sarah Palin, just like there are people who love Barack Obama, even if they have no idea what he stands for or what he plans to do. Same thing with the governor. And they were interviewing people who were lined up at a Barnes & Noble store to get her autograph, talking about Sarah Palin and why they admired her so much.
What are some particular issues of Sarah's that you would like to see her bring to office?
Fairness. Yeah. Realness.
But any policies, I guess, specifically that you of hers?
I can't think of the policies right off the bat.
She's someone who can make a difference?
Yeah. What differences would you like to see her make?
I don't know.
But what are some issues of hers that you agree with?
I'm not sure where you're going with that. What issues?
How about foreign policy? What did you like to see her do in terms of foreign policy?
I don't know. I really don't have an answer. I don't know.
What's some of the spending you'd like to see cut?
All of it.
And you think Sarah will win if she throws her hat into the ring?
Well, he's naturalizing a lot of the illegal aliens. He's in the process of doing that. They're saying she's not going to have the votes. Right.
there won't be enough white votes on one side to get a candidate through.
No way.
I don't think he's even an American citizen.
Yes!
Oh, there you go.
These
there
serious go. People.
I don't and it goes think on. He's even American. I got more.
It goes on like that for 8 painful minutes of people going, I love Sarah Palin, but I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
I don't think he's even an American citizen. Partial birth abortion, a baby is within this much of being a baby. And they gouge it from
behind. We have laws against it now, right?
Yeah, but they're being thrown out.
You think those laws are being taken away?
Yes, they are.
Where have you been hearing that? A lot of people have said that to us. I'm just trying to get an idea of where people are hearing this.
Well, I belong to church groups, watch television all the time.
And what are you watching on television to find this?
I watch Fox News a lot.
Do you think there might be any problem with supporting her knowing that you're not familiar with her foreign policy issues?
No, that wouldn't keep me from not voting for her.
Are you afraid of what the Obama administration could do?
I'm very much afraid of what's happening in America. I really am.
Yeah.
It's good times.
Well, at least they're informed.
Hey, their vote counts as much as yours does, Kelly.
I know they do.
That's right, Kelly.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's the most wonderful time of the year. And by that, I mean, hit it, Steve.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December.
Smoothie!
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Smoothie!
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my f*** is hard.
Yay!
So, the last couple of weeks, we have been soliciting for entries to be Miss Double December 2010. How long have we been doing the Miss Double December pageant? It's been years and years now, right?
6 years?
Quite a few. And what's in it for you? The bad news is you have to hang out with Kevin and Bean a few times a year. The good news is you do get some tickets to some pretty awesome shows, including the Almost Acoustic Christmas concerts, next summer's Weenie Roast, and a few other things that come along the way. But I think it's an honor. It's something that I think looks good on your resume down the road that you were a Miss Double December, right?
Well, certainly you can lie and say it was important.
Depending on what you want to do in the future, right, yeah. I guess.
You get a crown, you get a sash. We do a live broadcast every year. And once again this year, we're very happy to be going back to one of our favorite places in Orange County, the Slide Bar in Fullerton. We're going to be broadcasting from there on Friday, December 4th. That's a week from this Friday. It is an event that is open to the public to come on down. You can hoot and holler and be there for the talent portion, for the interview portion, and help decide who Miss Double December 2010 is. But I'm very excited right now, Kevin, because it is time to unveil our top 10 finalists for the honor this year.
Number one is Allison W. from Laguna Hills, 24 years old. Mm-hmm. She's a bartender at Hooters. Celebrity stranded on an island with Rob Pattinson.
Ah, yeah. Nice.
Autobiography, she says she would title My Life with Boobs and Customer Service. So.
You can see all of the pictures of the women that Kevin is about to describe at kevinandbean.com. Pictures, you can see their entry form, and you get a chance to vote for the one that you like the best.
Sarah M. is our next one. She's from Anaheim. She's 24. She lists her occupation as model/juggler.
Hmm.
Which is odd, right?
I like it.
Yeah, okay.
Why not?
Is that her talent also when she comes to the pageant? She
her
can be juggling?
Talent is juggling or swallowing a knife.
All right. There
she's
you
got
go.
It all.
And by knife, you know.
It's like she's juggling in that bikini she's wearing on the entry form here, too, by the way.
This worries me a little bit, but I'm guessing this is her sense of humor.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that when she says the song she'd like to strip to, it, Who Let the Dogs Out, I'm guessing that's
sure
comedy.
So okay.
If it's not, we're in trouble. The next one is Danielle D. She is from Camarillo. She's 22 years old. She is her autobiography is going to be titled Blackout, which I think involves a lot of drinking.
Must be, right?
So that's good. And her talent is to get out of handcuffs behind her back.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yes.
And the question is,
did she find that out?
That was her talent?
Yeah. Was it in a cop car, or was it some kinky thing? Who knows?
Well, I have to ask.
The next one is Teresa W. She is from Torrance. She is a receptionist/adult model.
Oh, right. Okay.
But really, really, really bad taste in that celebrity she would want to be stranded on an island with Psycho Mike.
Oh,
yep. Well, she couldn't name one celebrity when asked that question.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And one that would be interested in females as well. But her talent is I could almost stick my entire fist in my mouth. So,
okay.
And I think she should work on that between now and then and erase the word almost.
And do the whole thing.
Make that happen. The next one is Brianna C. She's from Newport Coast. She's 25.
Mm-hmm.
Her autobiography is Behind This Monotone Voice. Odd.
That's funny.
Her superpower would be an invisible cloak of protection. And okay. Her talent is that she could tell you on the spot what number every letter in the English alphabet is.
Oh, Rain Man,
so you could say M and she would tell you what number that is. Or you could say 21 and she could tell you what letter that is.
All right.
Yeah, a little Rain Man-ish. Yeah.
Well, that's the kind of skill you certainly look for in a Miss Double December. Sure. I'll tell you that.
Sure. The next one is Jessica H. She's from Tustin. She's 26. She's a nurse.
Oh, we like nurses.
I got to tell you, I've been in the hospital a lot, and
not many look like
no
that.
There's no nurses. This doesn't happen.
It's like teachers.
No. What's happening? Yeah. Her talent is that she can pick up anything with her feet. Not even sure I understand that, but all right. Stacy M. is a bartender and esthetician. The celebrity she wanted to be stranded on an island with is a toss-up between Avenged Sevenfold's Matt Shadows and Unwritten Law's Scott Russo.
Okay.
And she says, first, she would drool, and then they would sing, and then they would move on to the only other thing you could do on an island.
Sure.
If you're just joining us, by the way, Kevin is reading the names of the finalists for Miss Double December 2010. You can follow along at kevinandme.com, where you can see all of the pictures, generally in bikinis or lingerie, and you can vote for your favorite.
The next one is Sarah C. She is 21 years old. She is a Hooter girl as mm-hmm. well. The celebrity she'd like to be stranded on an island with is Megan Fox.
Okay. All right.
Her autobiography, by the way, this is sucking up, and it works. The autobiography is Fun Threesome Encounters.
Sold.
Yeah.
Superpower Mind Control, so I could convince Megan Fox to sleep with me.
Yeah.
So really,
well, she knows her audience.
She wins.
Yeah. And I appreciate it.
But I'm looking at Sarah, and I'm thinking, she doesn't need to do anything else to get Megan Fox's attention.
Right.
She'll get it. Don't worry.
And finally, Melissa J. is from Corona. She is 24 years old. Her autobiography would be called This Isn't Where I Parked My Car, which should be Beans from last weekend. And her talent, I was a competitive gymnast for 14 years. I think I could come up with something entertaining for the kiddies.
Nice.
How do you have those and do any kind of gymnastics?
You must quit gymnastics at an early... I mean,
because
she must have done it when she was really young.
A little too chesty for that particular sport.
Right before she scheduled that plastic surgery appointment, she must have quit.
She would get the hell beaten out of her if she still tried to do that. So those are the finalists. You go to the website, go to kevinandme.com. You can check out the pictures. If you click on them, then you go to the answers. You can read what they answer, you know, the questions and stuff like that.
Okay.
And you can vote for who is going to be Miss Double December 2010.
Great.
And then we will have the live show on December 4th. It's a Friday. Everyone drinks, and it's not a good show. But we have a great time.
That's right.
So hopefully you'll join us for that.
You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. What do you get when you take one tool and put them together with another tool? You get Psycho Mike interviewing Spencer Pratt. And we'll have that tape for you coming up in about 15 minutes or so right here on The Kevin and Bean Show. You won't want to miss that. Alex is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat in for Ralph Garman. Alex, what's going on?
Hi. Can I just tease Miss Double December for a minute to get you guys excited? So I actually talked to all of the contestants mm-hmm. yesterday, which gave me a great sense of who they are. They're a bunch of goers.
All right.
When you are talking to women for a couple hours and going through the checklist, so you can bring your hula hoop, keg, and handcuffs, awesome. And they're like, oh, yeah, have it in the garage.
Right.
So I'm just saying it's a good batch, and everybody should come out to the slide bar.
That is going to be a great live broadcast, and I should warn you that in past years, it has filled up very quickly, right? I mean, this is one of those events that gets to capacity, so come early and stay late is what I'm saying.
Correct. All right, in showbiz news, Sticky Fingers Lohan is out on the loose.
Is that what we're calling her now?
Yeah. So, you know, last week she went to Crown Bar and assumed that alcohol's free?
Yes.
Question mark?
Got a couple of the bottles of super expensive champagne.
Uh-huh. And she was called on her BS and forced to pay and made to cry, which makes me happy. Well, apparently she just did the same thing at the Uber celebrity store Kitson. Allegedly, she went crazy in the store, pulling out drawers and insisting she wanted this and that, and racked up $15,000 worth
of
merchandise.
Wait a minute.
Clothing, shoes, bags, because everything's over. It's $5,000 for a Fendi bag.
Wow.
Okay, so then the store said, great, $15,000. Check, charge. And she flipped out. She thought she was going to get $15,000 worth of merchandise.
She thinks
for
she
free.
Could walk into any store.
But here's what I love. Kitson grew a pair. The little store clerk said, okay, let me ask my manager. And manager said, no. So the little store clerk goes back and says, sorry, we can't hook you up. Apparently, Lindsay was distraught.
Awesome.
Crying and said she would even come back the next day to carry out the bag so photographers could see it.
Here's the thing. They would give it to her for free.
How desperate are you for more free t-shirts that you're not going to want in 6 months?
And how many times do you have to get this same treatment where you expect it for free and then you don't before you learn, maybe I should stop expecting it for free.
Maybe it's like just a game to her. It's just, let's see what I can get away with today.
Yeah, maybe.
Look, she's not a big star anymore. And with the tiny amount of income that she has coming in, she should be cutting coupons at this point, mm-hmm. not shopping at Kitson.
I'm just saying, Tarjay, awesome.
Yeah.
Got this tank top there. Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom, everyone's favorite newlyweds, just purchased their first modest starter house. You know, every couple needs a place to land. You know, a nice one-bedroom condo. Or the $4 million, 8,347-square-foot house in Tarzana.
Wow.
That has seven bedrooms and nine bathrooms for two people.
Wow.
And maybe a baby's mama and two kids. That's about it.
They're gonna live with them?
Saying. Well, I mean, come on. Do you have to go that big for your first house with when it's just the two of you and you're only in it 8 months out of the year?
But I would think, you know, I would just guess if you can easily.
Maybe it's a party crib.
No.
Psycho, what kind of bank is Lamar Odom pulling down as a Laker?
It was $30 million over years. five or six years, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So he didn't even notice. He just bought a $4 million house.
Yeah, he didn't know. he could afford this house.
So can I give you some behind the scenes Laker info though?
Yeah.
So a friend of mine who shall remain nameless was at the Laker game where Khloe Kardashian showed up with her mom. And they started to walk right towards, I guess it'd be the court seats where like Jack Nicholson is and all the big celebrities. Right. They assumed they'd be sitting there for the game. Till Laker officials said, oh no, the Laker wives sit over here. Not happy about it, Khloe Kardashian and her mom. Very loudly talking about where they were sitting. Then when they got in the Laker wife section, which by the way, way to introduce yourself to your new family.
No kidding.
Sat down, apparently spent the whole time like stage whispering about her family and how she knows everybody down on the court. Like, pathetic. So, I'm just saying.
Man.
Enjoy your free seats in the Staples Center.
And the wife seats are about 14 feet from the action. It's not like they put her in the rafters. You know what I'm saying?
She needed to sit next to Jack Nicholson to Twitter about it. So apparently she was upset about it. All right, so I know this is shocking, but Hugh Hefner's old and apparently almost died, of course, in bed during some sex Olympics. According to an interview he did with ContactMusic.com, the closest he came to death was when he almost swallowed a Benoit ball.
That's not how you're supposed to use them.
I'm nervous because we work for the wonderful corporation of CBS, so I'm not going to describe what a Benoit ball
is.
But I suggest Wikipedia. And apparently he was having some X-rated fun with four different playmates, of course. You can't just have one. And he almost swallowed it and choked to death and died. And he admitted to having to use the facilities many times a night and spends most of his time rotating.
I bet you can't get a boner.
All right. In couple alert, I got two couples for you. Apparently Meg Ryan and Julian McMahon locking those overstuffed Botox lips.
He could do better. Does she understand that he only plays a doctor on television? He can't really perform plastic surgery? Not. Yes.
Nip tuck, yeah.
I'm just saying he's twice divorced.
Yeah.
So just date him, Meg. Don't marry him.
Yeah.
And this is
thinking?
What is he thinking?
She is a movie star.
Time out, though. You're right. She's a big-time movie star, but he is maybe the most handsome guy that's ever walked in the studio.
Beautiful, but
retarded.
He's
retarded.
Take it easy, Mike.
Older. Yeah.
Mike's jealous all of a sudden.
She's not gong-worthy. It's okay.
Yeah.
She is gong-worthy.
No. All right, but this one's weirder to me. WTF. All right, Janet Jackson and Spotted Canoodling at the Beverly Hills Hotel Polo Lounge. Any guesses, Janet Jackson?
Adam Lambert.
Colin Farrell.
Come on.
Colin Farrell really does just work his way through.
The problem with Colin Farrell.
Everyone.
Colin Farrell has like super sperm.
Yeah.
So Janet shouldn't touch him, shouldn't get near him, or she's going to have she's going to be the third baby mama.
Yeah. Have you seen the sex video?
Yes. Yeah.
Ball for a
bush.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying you need to go down there with a snorkel because that's a little for us.
Hello.
So, you know, I'm not on the Twilight bandwagon. I'm not a Twitard. I make fun of Cleo and Dave in the office. But now I'm on board because Twilight is selling heroin.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Apparently, New York City drug dealers are using Twilight as a marketing tactic to sell heroin. They have heroin baggies featuring a cartoon of Robert Pattinson on the outside of the bag. And so NYC cops recently seized a bunch of these in West Hempstead, Long Island, And according to New York special agent John Gilbride, a dime bag of this heroin in New York is cheaper than a six-pack of beer. So, yeah. Really, wow, times right. are tough.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to, you know, get the most for your dollar. So,
when I saw the story, I thought they should have given some of that heroin to Robert Pattinson. It might have improved his performance.
I don't know that heroin would have, but maybe cocaine.
I don't know. It's all the hair. That's all that matters. All right. I don't know if this is cool or creepy, so you have to help me out.
Our new feature, cool or creepy.
Cool or creepy. Miley Cyrus, you know, is, you know, bucktooth, crazy child star. So she's got her dad, Billy Ray, country star, crazy stage mom, Tish, and she's got this brother, Trey Cyrus, who's just like tatted, affliction-looking douchebag who's in a band. Apparently, everyone in the family has matching tattoos, and they're all waiting until Miley turns 18 so that she can get hers.
All right.
Her brother,
creepy.
Trey, says, someone you're close to, it's something that means something to you, obviously, so why wouldn't you do it?
What
He's
is it?
He's got one that matches his dad.
Do we know what it is?
It doesn't say in the article. I would love to know. But is it white trash to have the whole family of matching tattoos?
A little bit.
Is it cool? Creepy?
More
I couldn't
white
tell.
Trash is if they signed off on her doing it under the age
it's
of 18,
white trash.
I guess.
It's just pure white trash. You're right about that.
Yeah. It's not even like in memoriam of your grandfather who died. It's just they all have matching tattoos. I don't know. Okay, good. So creepy or cool?
Creepy. Look who they are.
Creepy.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
Even I'm disturbed by this.
Wow.
Thank you, Dexter. All right, DVD's coming out today, Four Christmases with my future ex-husband Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon. And of course, Larry the Cable Guy, Hula Palooza Christmas Luau.
Yeah.
How did we miss that,
I
you
left
guys?
That one out.
Come on, that name is just comedy trigger word alone. Yeah. And I just want to say happy birthday to another future ex-husband who I think is dorky cute, Colin Hanks, turned 32, star of Mad Men and Roswell.
Yep.
I'm Alex. That's the Showbiz Beat.
Office pranks is going to be the topic on the table here on the Kevin and Bean Show in about 15 minutes or so. Stick around for that. We got a couple of great ones to tell you about. And I'm positive the Kevin and Bean audience has pulled their own office pranks over the years.
You know,
just the kind of a-holes that listen to this show.
It happens mostly with people who have boring jobs, so they really kind of have a lot of time on their hands. And then there's someone that needs to, I mean, they beg for it. That's the way
look at what Jim does to Dwight on The Office. Look at all of the things that he has done to his desk. It's awesome. By the way, we announced last hour the finalists. It turns out that there are 9 this year in the running for Miss Double December 2010. The voting is open. You can find photos and bios of all 9 beautiful women at kevinandbean.com if you want to go on there and start voting. And then we crown the winner a week from Friday. Hey, Psycho Mike, so you had a big time the other night.
It's a big moment for me.
Spencer,
big moment for me.
Spencer Pratt from The Hills, of course,
right,
has written a book,
sort of,
and it's about being famous
alongside his wife,
sure,
co-author,
sure.
It's called How to Be Famous
Without Doing Anything.
No, oh. I mean it really just details. I guess I didn't pick up the book. I apologize.
Don't apologize.
It details how to, you know, get into the media and make sure that you're constantly mentioned and stuff like that and become famous for not being really
well,
doing much.
I mean, I could write that book in one paragraph. A, get on The Hills. B, say stupid things every time you're interviewed. I mean, that's the secret to their success. That's why everyone knows who they are, right?
That's what you think, Bean. But little do you know.
So they had a book signing.
Right.
So Psycho Mike said, what kind of person would get in line to get their autograph on that book?
Correctamundo.
And took a recorder there. What do we have?
Well, this first guy, right as I walked up, the Barnes & Noble that the book signing was at is a big one. Three stories. And it's, you know, they had like arrows and signs, Spencer Pratt and Heidi upstairs. So I go up, finally I get to the top, and I still can't find it. So I'm confused. I thought I maybe got the wrong time. Back in the corner of the third story.
In the restroom?
Like, there's like a podium set up. As if, not only is he signing books, as if he's going to like speak or give a reading or give some type of seminar. And there's about 30 people there. I knew they weren't going to let me record. I knew that the Barnes & Noble probably wouldn't be too happy with me bringing in a tape recorder. So I had my little niece with me, and I put the recorder in her backpack.
Nice! Mike does that with heroin, too.
And I started recording, and I just took the microphone kind of behind my leg, kind of clandestine style, and I walked up to the first guy I saw who actually just finished getting his book signed.
Okay.
And this guy was very enthusiastic and very happy about meeting Spencer Pratt.
All right, so you got your book signed, How to Be Famous, by the man himself, Spencer Pratt.
Yes, I did.
Are you a big Spencer Pratt fan?
Him and his girlfriend.
You're a Spencer and Heidi fan?
Yes, I am.
What makes you a fan of Spencer and Heidi?
Well, they're like all over the top, and I like people like that. You know, they're explosive. Whatever they do, it's always big, and their skin is golden. You know, they're like
their skin is golden.
They're like Barbie and Ken.
Okay.
Did he say their skin is golden?
He sure did.
Did he say those words?
I made him repeat it.
He doesn't know they're married, but he's big fan.
Their skin is golden.
And this is weird. I mean, I'm glad to hear there wasn't a big crowd there, Michael, but at least you understand why Spencer's there, because he makes money if he sells books.
Right.
What is in it for the people who show up to get an autographed copy of their book? They're out the $25, and they've met Spencer Pratt.
Dude,
how is that a positive?
Their skin is golden.
Well, I forgot about that.
Now, that was the only guy I encountered that had actually just finished getting it signed. There was another line for people who were preparing to do so.
Right.
So this is another kid that I talked to who was getting in line to get signed.
Are you a big Spencer Pratt fan?
It's like, I don't like him, but I like him. Like, you know, he's a cool guy. He's an entertainer, so it's like, you know, like, his job is to entertain. He's not like an A-list celebrity. He's a reality star, so if you're a reality star, it's your job to entertain, you know?
So you think he's created a character, Spencer Pratt, that's entertaining to you?
The villain. He said it before, you know, when he first wanted to come on The Hills, they didn't have a villain, so he stuck with it.
And are you here to purchase his book and then get it signed?
No.
Well done.
Did
well
he buy
done.
A book?
It didn't seem like it.
Oh, okay.
Now, as I'm talking to this guy, I could see out of the corner of my eyes security. Spencer brought his own security,
right.
And there was Barnes & Noble employees there too.
Right.
They're coming towards me, and I know Uh-oh. It's over. So I start to pot up the volume.
Here's the thing, just for those of you that don't know, if you ask permission to record at these events, almost 100% of the time they say no.
Yeah.
Right. It's not possible, so you sneak it in.
And I'm sure Spencer, different from other celebrities, most celebrities probably don't want you recording there. I mean, it's something there so that you could focus on them and their
right.
book. But so I could see these guys coming. And Spencer brought his own security. And by the way, these were not just like jolly giant men. They had like the veiny neck. I mean, these were intimidating dudes with earpieces on.
Oh, for God's sake.
No, wait a minute. He's Spencer. Were they Secret Service?
Probably. So they're coming towards me. I start to reach into the backpack with my poor niece next to me, who is probably so embarrassed. And I'm potting up the volume on the microphone so that I could keep it down by my leg and record as they're kicking me out.
Good thinking. That's a good instinct.
Yeah. So right after I got done with that last interview you just heard, this is the audio that happened.
I am with the LA Times. I was wondering if I could just talk to some of the people who are in line to get...
No, you can't. You can't interview any of our customers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love you, Spencer.
I love you so much.
I love you, dog.
I love you.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Psycho Mike's exclusive interview.
Yay!
With Spencer Pratt from The Hills.
That's a beautiful thing.
You got thrown out?
As that was being recorded, I'm being pushed out towards the escalator and down the door.
Well, I'm glad you abandoned the effort to convince them you were from the LA Times. I'm glad that instantly went out the window with I love you, Spencer.
I don't know where that came from, too. Who are you with? The last thing I could do is say the Kevin Bean Show, because
instinct to lie is a good one.
Yeah.
So, right. Nice work.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about office pranks. Came across a blog the other day about the greatest office pranks of all time, and it had pictures of tons of stuff that people have done to their coworkers. And I mean, some of this stuff is pretty creative. There's one guy who walked into his cubicle, and there were 1,000 glasses of water on the floor around his desk.
How does someone think of that?
How do you do that?
Something, so let's get 1,000 glasses.
My God.
It's the type of thing that, can you imagine how much time and effort goes into that to do it, and then you sit back and realize that the person has to put just as much time and effort into individually picking up each glass that's full of water and pouring it out, then going back and getting another
one. Those are my favorite ones. The one that take a ridiculously long time to not only think up, but do.
And then dismantle.
Yeah.
a lot of the pictures on this blog are cubicles. Cubicles that have been completely wrapped in aluminum foil or in wrapping paper. There's one guy who walked into his cubicle and every square inch of his cubicle was covered with Post-it notes. And that's just,
all right.
It's just stupid, but hilarious. There's another one where the guy shows up and his mouse on his computer has been frozen into a Jell-O mold. So basically there's a giant tub of Jell-O on his desk and his computer mouse is in the middle of it. So then you've got to pick through that. I mean, there's so many awesome things that you can do. I don't think there are enough office pranks that happen here around the radio station. Doesn't seem like this is a place for it.
The problem is that we kind of do stuff like this kind of all the time on the air.
Right.
So then when we get off, we just go someplace else.
You know, it's not
like, I mean, I really honestly think that people who have jobs where they're really not busy all day, maybe they act like it or whatever, and then they start talking with each other, and there's always that one person that just demands. They just demand, please play a prank on me, just by their actions or their attitude or whatever, and everybody gangs up.
Yeah.
I'm sure you see The Office. I'm sure you saw the one where Jim – takes all of the stuff on Dwight Schrute's desk and puts it in a vending machine.
No, for, I didn't see
for
that
other
one.
People to buy. Like literally the pencil holder and everything. Everything that he has is in a vending machine.
That's
so
awesome.
People come in, put it in a buck, and they get his stuff. And he's very upset when he finds it.
Jim.
What's up, buddy?
This is not funny. Why is my stuff in here?
Wow, that's weird. Ooh, $1 for a stapler. That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, I'm not paying for my own stuff. Okay, I know you did this because you're friends with the vending machine guy.
Ooh, pencil cup.
Oh, no, 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 no. That's my pencil cup.
I don't think so. I just bought it. I love these.
Okay, fine.
My wallet. Oh, there it is. J1.
His wallet. Where's my wallet? There it is, J1.
I love how many times Jim has figured out a way to make Dwight's desk collapse, too, when he sits down at it, which is always great.
That really is all my favorite part of that show, is just the torture that they put him through. Yeah. It's so great.
We're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. We're looking for great office pranks that you've been a part of or things that have happened in your office. Why don't we take one real quick before the break, and let's talk to Kevin. He's on line two. Office pranks, 1-800-520-1067. Hey, Kevin, what happened?
Hey, Kevin Bean and Callie May.
Yeah.
Well, I took some chili peppers and I cut them up and I spread them all over my coworker's mouth and keyboard.
Nice.
And after a while, they started running to the bathroom. Oh, my face is burning.
Oh, so the chili peppers, they couldn't see. You just rubbed it on there and they didn't know.
Right.
Nicely done.
Oh, yeah.
Well
so they touched their keyboard and then they touched their face and then all of a sudden now their skin's on fire.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, their booty be burning.
Now, how did you pick the person? Was this somebody that you had a problem with in your office, or was it just kind of random?
It was kind of random. Did to a couple people. If they had a good sense of humor.
Most of the time, though, it is they do demand it. They really do go. They are just by their actions.
So, if someone plays a prank on you, that means you're a weenie?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, no, not a weenie.
That.
It depends on your relationship with them. If you play pranks back, fine.
All right.
But we'll take your calls, 1-800-520-1067, if you're the pranker, or even if you're the pranky.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, we'll take your calls when we get back on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Armenian Pride, huh? Glendale!
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about office pranks at 1-800-520-1067. You know, a few minutes ago, Lisa, you were just finding out that you're the joke of the office if you're the one that they play the prank on?
Yes.
Psycho Mike, wasn't it you got your car toilet papered in the parking lot?
I believe that was sure. Mike. Someone that
I thought it was. Come to think of it.
Yeah.
Well, here's an email from Justin right before we go to your phone calls. Once we waited until a coworker was in the restroom, then we dumped an entire bottle of baby powder in front of the door and then blew it into the bathroom with an air gun.
Nice.
Imagine you're in there, you're on the toilet or at the sink or wherever you are, and all of a sudden all this baby powder comes shooting into the stall.
It's a
all
baby
over
powder
you.
Hurricane, and you're you know what to do.
He came out coughing like a smoker and looked like a ghost. That's what Justin says. So we're talking about your office pranks at 1-800-520-1067. I have a good feeling about Jack on line one. Jack, thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd you do?
Morning, Kevin and Bean, Lisa.
Good morning.
So I work at a shop. We work on custom cars, and one of the coworkers bought in an electric fence transformer to try to get another guy with it.
Right.
Well, he had to go run an errand and forgot it was in his toolbox. So during lunch, I pulled it out and wired it up to his toolbox. So he comes back from running the errand. I'm like, hey, Jay, hand me a ratchet wrench out of your toolbox. He goes over there and it lit him up pretty good.
Nice.
Quite funny.
I like it.
So he opens his toolbox and just gets shocked with electricity.
Shocked the poop right out of him.
No.
I mean, he reached up there. He said it felt like the electricity came up through his arm and shot out of his nipple.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. That's awesome. Thank you for the call. Let's try Brian. He's on line four on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Brian, thanks for calling. What's your office prank?
Well, I went down to my boss's car. I swiped his keys, turned the engine on, turned all the air conditioning up on high, then turned it off. Then I got a business card. And you know those bags of coffee you have in the office?
Right.
Well, I poured that out on the top of every single one of the slats in the vents.
Right.
So when he got in his car later on, turned it on, it just blew up right in his face.
Nicely.
Oh, wow.
That's creative.
Did you not like him?
Oh, I loved him. He was awesome, but there was a little twist to it. He had decided to take the director of the company out to lunch at that time.
All
right. Yeah.
Now, did he ever find out that you were the one behind the prank?
Oh, yeah. The director came upstairs laughing so hard in tears, and then followed by my boss, all covered in face. He looked like he looked like he walked out of a coal mine.
That's awesome. That's very funny. All right. Thank you for the call. Let's try Curtis. Curtis is calling us on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Welcome to the program. What's your office prank?
Hey, I took my coworker's desk. I took his drawer out, took everything out of it, lined it in plastic, put everything back in, and then I filled it with Jell-O.
Jell-O.
So, I made a giant Jell-O mold.
So all of his office supplies were in the Jell-O.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Including his work keys, which he needed to open anything.
I like it. That's creative.
Well done.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. I got an email from Jeff, by the way, who did a similar thing. Opened a coworker's drawer, siliconed inside of it, filled it with water, and then added goldfish. So the guy opens his drawer at his desk, and all of a sudden it's an aquarium.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to David. Hi, David. Hello, David.
Yeah, hi. This is AKMB.
Hi, David.
What'd you do?
My friend was on a work trip for 2 weeks, and we turned his cubicle into a castle with a working drawbridge.
Turned his cubicle into a castle with a working drawbridge.
Perfect. We actually have video footage of it when he returned from his trip.
I'm impressed.
Wow, that seems...
Yeah, a lot of work there.
You're committed at that point. Wow.
Thanks for the call. Let's try Doug on line 6. Kevin, you were saying you like the pranks that take an enormous amount of time. There's no way that, I mean, you pray that the payoff is worth the time you put into it. Let's see what happened to Doug. Hey, Doug.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hi.
What'd you do?
So I work at a smaller, independently owned company. We've got one boss who owns everything. And basically, when you walk into the building, there's a hallway that leads in to everything, mm-hmm. and we completely drywalled up the hallway. So it looked like you walked into a dead end. We spent hours doing it.
You drywalled the entrance to the office, basically, so there's no way to get in or out?
So you basically walk in the front door into a closet. You know, there's the reception desk, and we set up a video camera, and the owner walked in. You know, he spent his whole life working to get this, you know, where he is, and he walked in his building. He's like, what the heck?
That's fantastic. Like,
that really
worth,
is
it
good.
It was worth all the time setting it up and tearing it down.
Not only did you drywall it, but you put the camera in.
Yeah.
We put the camera in. We put like a little plant in front of it and hung a picture on it. So it looks like it was
wow.
Really
cool.
You win.
It was
great. We need to do
awesome.
That, by the way.
You win.
Seriously, we need to do that to somebody here at the station.
If
we have to
drywall. That would be cool.
But we can get some people to come. No, look, no one. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. No one at this station listens to our show. Let's face it. So let's just get it out there. Seriously, imagine how awesome it would be if Mr. Weatherby came in, our boss. He walks out. His office is gone, or he thinks it is because it's completely drywalled over and painted. Our listeners could do that in the morning.
I like it. Let's work on that.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of the showbiz news, which happens every hour about this time, Adam Lambert has succeeded in causing the controversy that he was clearly going for in his performance Sunday night in the American Music Awards. ABC says they got a moderate amount of complaints, about 1,500 telephone calls complaining about the performance that he did on the show where he debuted his new song. He kissed a guy and he liked it. And then he took another guy and grabbed his head and put it in his crotch. Now, a lot of people thought, you know, maybe that's not appropriate for the American Music Awards on broadcast television. Maybe that's going a little bit too far. Folks on the East Coast saw it. Folks on the West Coast saw the kiss, did not see the crotch grab. Apparently that was blurred out.
Yeah.
They edited that out. Mm-hmm. So he was asked on last night's Access Hollywood about potentially being edited after his performance. Here's what Adam Lambert, who, by the way, if you don't know, was the American Idol runner-up last season, had to say.
Well, I will be a little disappointed because there is a little bit of discrimination going on in this country. There's a big double standard. Female pop artists have been doing things provocative like that for years. And the fact that I'm a male and I'll be edited and discriminated against could be a problem.
You know, he does make a, I mean,
I think he makes a valid
he does
point.
Make
he
a
does
valid
he
point
does
I think he does.
I'll tell you why. If there was a female performer, Britney or anyone else, and she was on stage at the American Music Awards and she took a guy's head and shoved it into her crotch, they would cut that out.
Well, I would like to see if they would cut that out.
I would just like to see it.
Me too. I think they would cut that out as well.
Maybe.
We were just having a conversation off the air about the this Adam Lambert apparently rubs a lot of people the wrong way. I mean, I think he's very talented. I was not at all impressed with the song that he sang the other night or the performance. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just over the top hysterical. It wasn't even musical to me.
He's always that problem, you know, reining himself in, I think.
But I think he is very talented. But there are a lot of people out there who don't like him. And you guys were supposing that I bet there are some gay people who wish that he weren't trying so hard to say, hey, look at me.
I got to tell you, I would think if I were gay, that would upset me. Because he's, you know, stop it. Stop being so clownish. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems like.
Don't make it a freak show.
If you're a conservative woman, you go, hey, Carrie Prejean, how about you shut the F up?
You know what I mean? Like, it's the,
yeah.
They make.
But then there's the part of the population that thinks she's great.
Yeah.
There's those people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have a problem with what Adam Lambert is doing. I think he's just trying to push us forward a little bit.
He's not pushing us forward. He's trying to sell albums.
Might get, yeah, of course. But
Come on.
I disagree with you.
He's got this grand social.
I think he does actually have a little bit of that in him.
No, dumb. I think Lisa's right about that. I think he's using the platform.
I'm sorry.
I think he's using the
platform. What did you say, Kevin?
I said you're dumb.
Yeah,
that's my argument. Right,
great comeback. Is that Oscar Wilde?
That's my arguing style.
All right, moving on. Speaking of Dr. House, who we just heard from, I have to mention this because I was so happy and I got a lot of emails from Kevin and me listeners. For years, we've been saying, why does the guy who plays Dr. Eric Foreman,
Eric
on House, why does he insist on telling us his name is Omar Epps when he's clearly Mike Tomlin, the coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers? I mean, they're the same guy.
They are twins.
Really, are they?
They're twins.
They're
yeah.
not twins, but they look like identical twins, yes.
And every time I'm watching a Steelers game, I go, hey, why is Omar Epps on the sidelines? And every time I'm watching House, I go, hey, how does Coach Tomlin have time to be on TV? Well, last night, it was almost a nod to those of us in the audience who have always thought that when Dr. House actually mentioned it on the program, and I thought it was funny enough to bring in the tape.
What are you so excited about? Why wouldn't I be? Got all my starters back, plus a couple of first-class free agents. I feel like Mike Tomlin. Probably not as much as you do, but get the idea.
I just thought that was awesome. And finally, they're admitting that it's the same guy.
Ashley Green.
Yes.
Who's going to be on the program tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Is one of the luckiest girls in Hollywood. And I know that other girls are not fans of this kind of talk, but she told Us Weekly that she gets to stay in shape pretty easily. Not much work for her.
Oh, really? I hate her so much.
Because she works 12-hour shifts, she eats healthy, and she practices fight scenes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So for her, really,
this is part of her job,
not
right?
That big a deal.
Doesn't sound easy.
Yeah. No, I bet it's not.
It's easy, if she doesn't mind that.
Like it's easy if it's part of your job.
She likes that. But so, yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people have really tough time with that. Even if they did all this, it wouldn't.
That's true.
They wouldn't come out looking as good as she does. But
she looks good.
She looks awesome. And she's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Lisa, you're not going to tell her that you hate her, though, right?
Nope.
You're going to be nice.
Of course,
I'll tell
you know
her that
I'm
you hate
always
her.
Nice.
I'll tell her.
Hey, Lady Gaga, who performed on the American Music Awards the other night.
What did
and by
do?
The way, she...
Oh, she.
She sure likes to look weird. I'll tell you that. She has a new album coming out today. Well, it's a re-release of her first album with 8 brand new tracks added on. It's a cash grab just in time for the holidays. But she did an in-store yesterday where she was dressed like a regular person. And it was so bizarre to see her. She was at a Best Buy store. And listen to this. Tell me this isn't cool. She had a ton of people in line waiting to meet her and get her autograph. She spent $1,000 to buy pizza, to have pizza delivered to all the people in line at
wow.
two different times during the time that they were lined up, which I think is very cool. That's according to TMZ. Rihanna, by the way, who also has a new record called Rated R coming out today, did an in-store in San Francisco at the Best Buy store there, too. Mm. Those are pretty good in-stores
yeah,
right there.
Definitely.
Other albums coming out today, just real quick. Susan Boyle, who has, you know, just captured the imagination of the world because she's a beast, yet she sings like an angel. She, of course, from the British TV show X Factor, I Dreamed a Dream is the name of her new album. It's in stores this week. Also, Adam Lambert, speaking of four-year entertainment, is in stores this week. And Kevin, your girlfriend Shakira, her new one called She-Wolf is coming out this
what
week.
What was Adam Lambert's CD called?
Four-year entertainment.
Oh, I thought it was...
Want some poppers?
I think they changed the title. I think right at press time.
All right. I don't know where this story came from, and I do know that the service that we get a lot of these stories from is effing shaky at best.
Yeah.
Here's the sentence, and you tell me if you believe it. O.J. Simpson is reportedly counseling fellow inmates on race relations and anger management.
And anger management.
That's all it
really?
Says. It doesn't give me a source, so I find it hard to believe.
And how to kill and get away with it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Seriously.
If
hey,
he did it.
if you guys ever get out of here, here's how you kill and get away with it.
Right.
But then don't be stupid and try to steal stuff at a hotel, because that'll put you in jail for life. And finally, Kevin, I know that you're a huge fan of the Coachella Music and Arts Festival that happens every spring out there in Indio, California. Well, the first act has been announced for next year's Coachella for April 2010, and it's going to be Devo. Devo is going to be playing.
Really?
Their first album of all new material in more than 20 years is coming out soon. It is called Fresh, and one of the tour dates that they have already announced is they're going to be playing Coachella.
Devo.
Who would have ever thought that Devo would get back together and go out with the flower pots on their heads? But apparently that is soon happening.
They're playing right after Bacon Whores, by the way, who's also been.
And Ralph had a story yesterday about how much the glove that Michael Jackson wore when he moonwalked on that Motown 25 television special, how much it went for at auction. I think the number was, what, around $350,000.
Yep.
Here's some more information on the guy who bought it. His name is Hoffman Ma.
Hey, it's a gong.
You are absolutely right. He is a casino owner in that city. Is it Macau? Is that the city that is just like a huge, like, it's the Las Vegas of the Orient, basically.
Yeah.
And it is going to be the centerpiece of a Michael Jackson shrine. They're putting a Michael Jackson museum together as a tourist destination. And that's where the glove is going to go. So you'll have a chance to actually see it in the lobby of the casino if you ever find yourself in Macau.
And if you believe that that's what it is.
Right.
Should we do birthdays? And then we're going to give away some tickets to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 night number 2. You're going to have to play a game. We're going to play Lick Lisa if you want to call at 1-800-520-1067. Birthdays today?
Mm-hmm.
Former Beatle drummer Pete Best.
Oh, poor Pete.
He was a drummer for a little bit. Just before they got big.
Right. And then he got replaced.
Right before they went to Hamburg to make their fame and fortune and become the Beatles that we know and love today, they said, ooh, Pete, not so much with you. Bring over the kid with the big nose named Ringo instead.
Actor Colin Hanks is having a birthday today. He's 32. And actress Catherine Teeth Heigl is 31. That's your showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. As you know, a couple weekends from now, we'll all be gathering at the Gibson Amphitheater for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 shows. Two big nights. Right now, we're giving away tickets to night number 2. That's with Muse as your headliner. You got your 311, your Slightly Stupid, Phoenix, Bravery, Metric, Vampire Weekend, Cage the Elephant, White Rabbits, a band I love, by the way. Thanks to you, tickets are completely sold out. You raised a lot of money for charity, but you can still win them from the Kevin and Bean Show right now if you want to be a contestant on a little game we like to call Lick Lisa.
Can you lick Lisa? I think you'll find it's hard. But if you do lick Lisa, something hot's waiting for you.
Lick, lick Lisa, 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 but keep clear of her vagina.
Oh, what?
Rules,
too many
man.
Rules.
You gotta have rules.
Too many rules.
I'm a little excited today. I got two
We liquors. Do have dual liquors.
I have Gouda and Chip.
That's correct.
It's going to be a good day.
Lisa, need I remind you what Gouda's tongue has touched?
That's right. Don't forget that. Gouda is a former intern. Chip is our intern now, and they're both in here.
Okay. All right. So it's a gang licking today. Here's the way the game is played for folks who have never heard it before. I'm going to be asking questions prepared lovingly by our producer, Alex, by the way. They all have something to do with the bands that are playing night number 2 of our concert.
Well, they start there.
Yeah, they always
never
end up,
anywhere near.
All of the answers that we're going to be going to Lisa for are numbers. All you have to do is tell us whether you think her guess is right on or if the correct answer is higher or lower. If you're right, our interns get to lick Lisa and you go into the drawing to win the tickets. So who's our first contestant?
Let's talk to Randy. Hi, Randy.
Hey.
Welcome
Randy.
To Lick Lisa.
All right, listen up. Here's the first question. Remember, Lisa answers first. 311 is for legal pot. 411 is when you need information. 911 is for emergencies. Here's your question, Lisa. How many calls per year does the 911 service receive?
Oh, nationwide?
Wow. How many calls per year? And this is including Tila, Tila, and everybody.
Oh, it's got to be like...
10.
100 million.
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
All right, 100 million. Randy, is that right on, or is the actual answer higher or lower?
Say higher.
Higher is correct.
Yeah, 240 million calls is how many 911 gets. So congratulations.
Darn.
You're in the drawing for the ticket. Somebody gets to lick Lisa.
Come here, people.
Both of them get to lick Lisa.
Step right up. Pretty excited about this today.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
One on the neck, one on the cheek. Nice.
Big shot, big shot.
Let's go tight.
Let's go to Philip. Hi, Philip.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hi, Philip.
All right, Philip, listen up. Vampire Weekend, one of the bands that's playing our show that you're in the running to win. Their name is derived from lead singer Ezra Koenig's amateur film of the same name. Here's your question. Speaking of vampires, Lisa, to date, how many copies of the Twilight book series have been sold worldwide?
Oh, that's tough.
Twilight books, very popular. Of course, they've been at the top of the bestseller list for a couple of years now.
I'm going to say 5 million.
5 million. Philip, is that right on, or is the actual answer higher or lower?
I'm going to go with higher.
Higher is right.
Way, way higher. 42 million is what we were looking for Twilight.
Oh, my God.
Lisa, Lisa wants to be licked. That's what's happening here.
What happened to me? I'm so stupid today.
All right, good. Chip, step in.
Forehead.
Oh, look at that. Oh, God. They pulled her hair back and everything. Nice.
Yeah. This is getting good. Of course they did.
Let's go to Dominique. Hi, Dominique.
Hi.
Hi, Dominique.
All right, listen up. The band Metric comes from Toronto, eh? How many centimeters is 100 inches, Lisa?
Is
100 inches?
You know I'm not good at distance.
This is a metric question, too.
How many centimeters? 100. I'm going to say 300.
300 is her guess. Is that right on, Dominique, or is the actual answer higher or lower?
I'm going to say higher.
You are not a math whiz. 254 centimeters. 1 inch equals about 2.5 centimeters,
not
Lisa.
Bad.
So I'm sorry, Dominique. That wasn't a bad guess at all. I'm sorry you did not get in the drawing, and Lisa does not get to get licked. But thanks for playing.
All right, let's go to Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Matt.
Welcome to Lick Lisa.
All right, here's your question. Remember, Lisa answers first. The beautiful Shakira, Kevin's next wife, owes her new single, She-Wolf, to Sam Endicott, our friend from The Bravery. We talked to him on the show not too long ago, and he actually wrote that song. Speaking of bravery, for U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, how many pounds of turkey will be served on Thanksgiving?
Glendale.
How many pounds of turkey for servicemen in Iraq and Afghanistan, Lisa? That's a tough one.
Let's see.
Pounds of turkey.
I'm going to say 100,000.
100,000. Is that right on, or is the actual answer higher or lower, Matt?
I'm going to go higher.
How about 467,499 pounds? That's a lot of turkey. Congratulations.
That was
your next guess. All right, lick Lisa.
You're in the drawing. Here's some more licking.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what? That's sexy.
Really?
Like the
was that wrists?
Finger?
Is that what that was?
No,
they grabbed the little finger and went
Something
to town.
Something hot about that.
All right.
All right, I think we only have time for one more. Who's our final contestant?
Cristiano.
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome to Lick Lisa.
Thank you.
All right, Cristiano, here's your question. The fine young man in the band Phoenix call Versailles, France, their home. But everyone knows Phoenix is the first human-made spacecraft to travel beyond the speed of light in Star Trek First Contact. Here's your question, Lisa. For people who would know that, we're talking about Comic-Con 2009 in San Diego. What was the registered attendance?
Oh.
I don't even understand that question, so good
luck
with
that. How
many
people went to Comic-Con?
Okay, yes.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
300,000.
Of course, you know it gets bigger every year. I'm sorry, your answer again?
300,000.
300,000.
Cristiano, is that right on, or is the actual answer higher or lower?
I'm going to say higher.
No, I'm sorry. 140,000. Spocks, Harry Potters, and Wookiees attended Comic-Con 2009. So
that's shocking.
You don't get it. That's still a lot of people, though.
It's a lot of people.
It is, but it's shocking that I would think higher, too.
Yeah. You know?
All right, so we got who's in the drawing here? Randy is, Philip is, Matt is?
Matt
is that
is, yes.
And those are the three. All right,
that's
Lisa May, you going to tell us who's winning here?
I'll do it. Kevin's doing the drawing.
Lisa was concentrating really hard
licked.
On it. The answer, the winner is Randy, the first guy we talked to. Hey, Randy.
Hey, guys.
You
got
Randy.
It. Tickets for win. Night number two. Thank you. And thank you for helping
thank
us lick
my
Lisa.
Lickers.
Yeah.
Lick Lisa. Lick Lisa. But keep clear of her vagina.
It is the most wonderful time of the year. What?
No.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
But I'm saying no.
But I'm saying yes.
Thanksgiving, oh, Thanksgiving.
Come on.
Turkey things are going to happen.
You don't understand that turkey things are going to happen.
Gobble, gobble. Thanksgiving cooks outside my window. Thanksgiving cooks behind the tree. I wish the pilgrims could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And it's Thanksgiving cooks outside my window pane.
So not only do we get this awesome song from Omar every year, but we get emails like this one that I just received from Kevin Amin listener Kathleen. Please, please tell me that you and Ralph Bean will be continuing the tradition of the Butterball Turkey Hotline phone call. Please tell me you will and what time. It's one of the few holiday traditions that light up my life. Much love, Kat. And then Scroogey McGrinch over there, Kevin says, oh, no, the Butterball Turkey Hotline, that sucks. Let's not call. We don't want to call and entertain the people.
It's not entertaining. It's
it
always
is.
Terrible.
The people love it.
Bean has to act, first of all.
And yes. Well, I am the weak link. There's no question about that. But look, here's the thing, Kevin. This is maybe the problem is that you haven't understood the bit. We call the Butterball Turkey.
I understand the bit.
We call the Butterball Turkey Hotline, which, by the way, more than 20,000 people a year call for tips on how to cook a turkey, except we're not asking for a tip on how to cook. I'm playing the part of a farmer. I'm trying to catch a turkey, and Ralph is playing the turkey running around the farm, and I'm trying to get help on how to catch it.
See,
that's funny.
It's a live turkey.
Stupid. Well, every year we have to fight to get this bit on the air because Kevin does everything he can to stay in the way.
Tomorrow's show really is jam-packed.
I'm saying we've got room. I'm saying there's room to put this in for the... Would you not show the Peanuts Christmas special in December just because you were tired of it, Kevin? No, you do it for the children. Because they love
on
it.
Our show. No, I would not.
So what we thought we'd do is take it out of our hands, since we can't apparently come to a consensus on this, and let you, the Kevin and Bean listener, help us with another Kevin and Bean scientific survey.
It's time for Kevin and Bean's scientific survey.
All right. And by the way, this is science. That's what this is. We take five calls. And
yeah, everybody knows that five calls is all you need to prove a point. Right.
Right.
So these people did not know why they were calling. They were already on hold before we described. So the question is going to be, should we make the annual phone call that has become a beloved tradition here on the Kevin and Bean Show?
Oh, way to stack the question.
To the Butterball Turkey Hotline. And first up is Michael. He gets the first vote. Mike, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What say you?
Good morning, guys. Absolutely. The last three years I've heard it, so why stop now?
Because exactly. It was bad the last 3 years?
Why stop now? It can only get better.
Yeah, well, no kidding.
Bean gets better every year.
All right. Micah says yes. Let's see what Andrea says. She is on line two. Andrea, you have heard the discussion. What do you think about us calling the Butterball Turkey Hotline tomorrow?
Hi, good morning, guys. I say no.
Yes!
No.
Really?
Okay.
There it is.
Yes. Do not enjoy it.
You know why? Not funny, right?
All right, let's hear from Andrea. How come you say no?
It's funny on paper.
No. Hey, by the way, not even funny on paper. It's stupid on paper.
It never turns out well. I think it's kind of lame.
Never, ever
okay.
turns out well.
Because you can't catch
right.
it.
Andrea, you're my people.
Thank you very much for the call. All right, so we're 1-1. Let's try Julianne. We're just taking these in order. There's no favoritism at all to the calls that we're going for. They're all random.
That depends on what Julianne says.
Julianne, what do you think?
Yeah, I think you guys should. I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
all
true.
Right. And why is Kevin wrong? Explain to Kevin what he's missing about this bit if you find it funny and he doesn't.
I don't know, his sense of humor, maybe?
Wait, Tim, you know what? Kevin's right, by the way. It sucks on paper, too. I mean, if you write this out, you think about someone pretending to be the turkey and calling the hotline. That's something Laurel and Hardy would do in, like, 1919. I mean, it's bad. It's a sticker.
It's terrible.
All right. 2-1 Where are we at? 2-1, yes, I think is where we're at. Mm. All right. Cindy is next on line four. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What do you say?
I think it's not slightly stupid, it's completely stupid.
Yes!
Whoa!
2-2!
2-2. Lame, you say.
Lame is right!
Okay, I'm getting a little bit nervous here.
I
remember that my people had my back on playing Halloween Spooks last month. That was the last scientific survey, and that was a blowout. But this is a little tighter than I would like. That's what she said.
Down to sudden death.
All right, 2-2. Annette is going to make the decision for us. Do we call the Butterball Turkey Hotline tomorrow or not? Annette.
Yes, most definitely.
Come on!
Yeah! Oh, thank God.
That's
Annette. Why? All right, a little less on the music there, Michael. Why yes on calling Butterball tomorrow?
Because even though, yes, it is pretty stupid, it is very much entertaining.
And it's tradition, man.
Right, exactly.
There you go.
Wow, that's sudden death, and that's like Landon Donovan on the penalty kick line. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for the call, everybody. Tomorrow morning, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we call the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
That was Kevin and Bean's scientific survey.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show for a Tuesday. Just announced earlier this morning our finalists for Miss Double December 2010. You can go to kevinandbean.com. You can see all 9 of the lovely ladies who are going to be competing for the crown this year and also get details about our live broadcast, which is going to be a week from Friday at the Slide Bar in Fullerton, California. It is free and open to the public if you want to come down and see the pageant. By the way, some great competitors this year. I have to tell you.
Go look at them all, read all the information, and vote. Mm-hmm. Vote.
Oh, I plan on spending plenty of time researching that later on today.
Yeah, we don't want to know about
you.
That.
First, though, let's take a look at the showbiz beat. I love that site, What Would Tyler Durden Do? WWTDD.com. We've had the guy who runs it on before. He's been doing a masterful job of tracking what Mariah Carey has been up to on her British tour to promote her new album. Now, I think you guys might have talked about the story last week about how she drove around at 2 o'clock in the morning waiting for the hotel to roll out a red carpet for her and giant candles to line the way before she would walk into the hotel.
I don't think we did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's
she did
awesome.
That. She did an in-store signing for her new album where she had an assistant who would pick up her drink and hold it to her lips so that she could drink during the signing. She went to pick up her own cup. That was last week. The news story on Tyler's site this morning is that she did an appearance on a British television show. She had two people who were there just to lower her onto the sofa for the television show in case her dress got crushed. So people actually picked her up and carried her and put her into the chair.
What?
So that she didn't get her dress ruffled. There was a person who walked in front of her backwards at all time in case she fell over. And she had several people behind the camera making sure that she was being filmed from the right angle. She also brought her own toilet paper everywhere she went just in case
wow.
she needed it.
What kind of dress was she wearing? Was she sewn into this
she
thing where she
crazy.
Couldn't move?
Yeah, it must have been something that was difficult to maneuver in that she was afraid she was going to fall down.
I'll bet
it
wasn't that dress.
I'll bet it wasn't even that. It's just she's crazy.
Well, she is crazy.
She definitely is crazy. So I love Mariah. I mean, she may be the queen of the divas at this point. Yeah. She may be top in the list of all of them.
Wow.
Let's talk about Spencer Pratt, who was on a radio show recently claiming again that the Miss Universe pageant where Heidi, quote, performed so poorly, was the most watched TV show of all time. And Spencer claimed it on the radio show, and they said, we'll bet you $1,000 that's not true. He said, okay. So then they went and did research, and of course, Princess Diana's funeral was 2.5 billion people. I am surprised that the Miss Universe pageant did get a billion people.
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
I thought they were full of crap when they said that.
And I know it's around the world and all, but I find that hard to believe.
And I also find it hard to believe. By the way, Spencer is claiming that the Princess Diana doesn't count because it wasn't a performance.
Yeah, well, neither was Heidi.
It was a news event. Yeah, that's true. I'd be surprised that the Miss Universe pageant isn't beaten by a lot of other things like Olympic opening ceremonies and World Cups and things like that. That seems like they would have even more appeal than a beauty pageant.
Yeah, they would have to.
Yeah.
I would think so. So what's going to happen? Who wins and who's going to pay?
What do you think? Spencer is in the equation and he's claiming he's owed the money.
He's never going to pay.
Right. I mean, I'm a douchebag, that guy is. We should send Psycho Mike down there sometime and have him interview him.
Tila Tequila is back in the news. Last week, of course, she had that Ustream video where she got up at 5 o'clock in the morning or something and started just on a rampage and was doing gymnastics and ripped off all of her clothes. And what kind of crazy stuff was she talking about on that video? I know she ended up taking it down a few minutes later, Mike, but you saw that
one. It was nonsensical. It wasn't like suicidal. It wasn't. There was no point to it. There's nothing linear about it. It was totally nonsensical.
Yeah, and she does that from time to time. That's one of the things she offers on her site is occasional Ustream videos. So that's one she did. So that got taken down.
You just click on nonsensical.
Yes. And now there is a new video that she might not be as happy about. It is a porn video, a XXX video.
No
that
thanks.
Has showed up on a site called 4tube.com. She says the video, or at least her attorneys say, that the video was on a laptop that she reported stolen about 2 years ago. And that's no word on who got it or why it's, you know, being shown now, but they are threatening to sue. They're in the process of sending a cease and desist letter to try to get it taken down. So I don't know if it's still up there or not. I've been too busy today to check it out, but the site, if you want to look for Tila Tequila, is 4tube.com, the number 4tube.com. I don't know, I might look at her naked, Kevin. I mean, she's crazy and all, but I don't have to talk to her.
She's crazy, but she's also not hot. But I guess just from the celebrity standpoint, maybe.
Yeah.
But she's also, but that's the problem, is she's also not hot, you know.
She's hot enough to look at naked for free, though, isn't she? That's a pretty low standard.
Let me ask you this question. Do I have the option of looking at any other naked girls?
Well, there is that, I guess. Okay.
All right. On DVD today, Angels and Demons.
Mm-hmm.
You can get all seasons 1 through 8 of Beverly Hills 90210.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
If you'd like. I don't know what this is. Cheerleaders Wild Weekend, but I'm going to buy it.
It does sound like it might be great.
Four Christmases is out today, and seasons 1 through 5 of Melrose Place. So, just in time for the holidays?
I guess. Today's celebrity birthdays. How about Pete Best, at one time the drummer for a little band called The Beatles? He left the band. They went on to become the most iconic and most popular rock band of all time. Pete is sad that he is still alive at age 68. Actor Colin Hanks, who, you know, a lot of people thought, well, sure, he's going into acting. His dad's Tom freaking Hanks, but he has turned out to be a pretty good one. He was, of course, on Roswell. He's been on Mad Men. He's been in a bunch of movies. Good actor, 32 years old today. And Katherine Heigl from Grey's Anatomy, I can't believe is only 31. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
Again.
She's
again.
Not doing
well, I hope it's again. I hope she's really 40 because I'm looking at her here. But anyway, that is the Showbiz Beat.
All right, tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean show. We have Ashley Green on the program.
Yeah.
We also have Movie Beat because, of course, it's a short week.
Right.
Thursday and Friday, most people have off, so Ralph will be here with a look at the movies. We have tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009.
Mm-hmm.
We have Petros Papadakis in the studios. We have Adam Carolla in studio because,
yeah. Oh, wow,
it's a short week, so we got This Week in Rage. And we have, you had a gun pulled on you. Had a gun pulled on you for no reason.
That would be the scariest thing in the world.
Yes, happened to me. Tell you about that tomorrow.
Wow.
And then,
people have anything else, Kevin, on tomorrow's
nope,
show?
That's it. We're just
are you sure? Because it seems to me
really
like there's maybe one thing that you're not talking about.
We might
about.
Have to cut some of that stuff out. Even we're so full.
You sure we're not going to be calling an 800 number at some point with some advice?
Butterwalter, yeah.
Yeah.
Listeners have spoken.
Yeah.
All of that tomorrow, right here on an all new Kevin and Bean show. Why not stick around for Kat Corbett? She not only has more tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 shows, but she's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including AFI, also some Foo Fighters, Kings of Leon, Queens of the Stone Age, Pearl Jam's latest, and more right after this on K-Rock.